InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Up on the stage.
Up on the stage.
Here I am.
Here I go. Playing the star again.
Here I am.
Here I go. Turn the page.
Here we are, my friends. Here we are. So I walk into a leftist restaurant. Strung out from the cold.
You walk into a restaurant. Strung out from the road. And you feel the eyes upon you. As you're shaking off the cold, you pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand.
Well, we dared make a stand, my friends. We are America's last stand.
Here I am.
We are humanity's last stand.
On the road again.
And if people get excited,
here I am.
And if folks realize what we're facing, we don't have a chance of victory. We have a guarantee of victory.
Playing the star again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit something really big at the start of the next segment. We're not going to be covering all the things we're supposed to cover in the corporate media. We'll get to some of that, give us some time. But I'm going to hit something really front and center for everybody about the globalist agenda to poison and slowly kill you and your family. Coming up at the next segment in just a few minutes. And then we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano on the police state, the IRS gearing up for war, the American people, the Mar-a-Lago raid, the January 6th police state, and so much more in the third hour today. We have a special guest, one of the top independent talk show hosts in Australia. Australia is the beta test for the rest of the world. We'll be talking to this great lady coming up in the second hour. Paul Joseph Watson joins us as well. This is one hell of a broadcast we've got lined up for you today, and there's no place I'd rather be than with you front and center, swinging for the fences against the New World Order. Look at that volcano erupting. That's liberty right underneath the surface, ladies and gentlemen, that is ready to explode with enlightenment, empowerment, and success. We are the future. We are the tip of the spear. Humanity will not be daunted. It will not be controlled. It will not be suppressed. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, August 18th, worldwide broadcast. We're going to come back and kick it all off. And Greg Reese. Greg works here every day. He's not in the office. He moved to another state. But Greg Reese, my good buddy, is in the house. He'll be joining us live in studio tomorrow, but this is the Thursday broadcast. He'll be on Friday. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are riding the lightning here, my friends. Blank, toe-to-toe war with the New World Order and Satan himself. And we will win because we have the eternal spirit of the universe and all of creation on our side. Let that sink in. And just bang that gong. Hit it as hard as you can. Boom! 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 Bam! Feel the strength of your ancestors. Feel the will of victory over the satanic force. Feel the life force rising like lightning in the sky, unstoppable and beautiful. Fiery the angels fell. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of war. For whom the bell tolls, time marches on. All right, let's get right into it. We have a lot of massive news and information to cover, and I made a lot of people mad yesterday. I got a lot of phone calls by big politicos last night and this morning saying, what did you do while Trump is under attack and Trump has the globalists raiding him and Trump is riding high and his poll numbers are way up and he's getting all these Republicans elected? What are you doing coming out and saying you're done with Trump if he doesn't come out against these poison shots? Because I don't want to be part of a winning political party that allows biomedical mass murder and attacks on the people. I don't sit up here and think about what'll make us more popular, what'll make us win, what'll temporarily make us more successful. I think about how they're targeting six-month-old and up babies with these shots and the massive amounts of data coming out of them having heart attacks and blood clots and dying. And those are the lucky ones. The other ones are being debilitated and scarred and handicapped for life. I care about that. And so I know we have a giant grassroots audience, and I want Trump to come out and say he was lied to, like DeSantis said, and like Bolsonaro said, and say these shots don't help you, I was lied to, and decouple himself from this so I can support him. I don't passively ride waves of what's the new thing, and I'm jumping on board of that, and oh, Trump's really popular again, so now I'm going to couple myself to that. I want Trump to come out and say Fauci and the rest of them, Redfield and Bricks and all of them, lied to him. Burks. That's what I want. I know Trump's a good person. I know the globalists hate Trump. I know Trump did incredible things. I know they can't stand him. I've been persecuted for supporting him. I know they definitely don't like him. But he does 95% good, and then it'd be like if your mom on Sunday evening dinner made chicken fried steak. A lot of Sundays, my mom, my grandma did it too, would make chicken fried steaks, fried, home cooking, battered up, delicious, 5-6 sides, incredible dinners. And again, both my grandmothers did it. That's a Sunday tradition in the South or in Texas to have fried chicken or fried steak on Sunday evening. And what if my grandmother or my mother, after there were sweet potatoes and collard greens and a big salad and corn on the cob and deviled eggs and green beans and chicken fried steaks, they'd spent 2 hours cooking. What if my mother got up on the table and pulled her pants down and took a big dump right on the chicken fried steak? My mom never did that. I'm using the gross analogies. That's what it is. I mean, we got the big spread. So much of what Trump's doing is great. But if you get up and you take a dump in the middle of the table at 6 p.m. on Sunday night, nobody's going to eat that food now. But, you know, it's worse than somebody getting up on the table and throwing a dead possum on it or vomiting on the table or something gross. How about the blood of children? How about you cut a little kid's throat and get like a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old and slit its throat, get a dagger, slit its throat, and then spray blood all over the food? How about that? Because that's what it's like, Trump supporting these poison shots. I want to eat the chicken fried steak. I want America back. I want prosperity. I want to control our borders. I want to secure the military. I want to secure the currency. I want law. I want all of it. I want to eat it. I want to be successful. But if Trump goes along with Bill Gates and Fauci and helps them slit a child's throat and hold its neck open while the carotid arteries and jugglers spray blood all over the mashed potatoes, I ain't eating it, and I'm not part of it, and I'm doubling down. I'm not like everybody else that sells out. I'm not like everybody else that does half measures. I'm not like everybody else that just wants to be on the winning team, even though that winning team is a runaway locomotive going over the edge of a cliff. I want Trump to come out and decouple himself from this. It's hurt him worse than anything, but it's hurt the children way worse. That's what I want. So to all the politicos and people that feel beholden to Trump, and I get they're loyal and I understand it, calling me up saying, you better stop what you're doing. How about you go light yourself on fire with gasoline and blow your head off? How about that? Because I ain't selling out for nobody. It's like the archetypal Tony Montana at the end of Scarface when they want him to blow up a carload of little girls. And he says, you think I'm a worm like you? You think I like this? No, because you can all point your finger at me because the media says so and say, there's the bad man. You need to point your finger at me and say somebody's bad. Oh, there's the bad man. No, I'm not the bad man. I believe in you. I believe in us. I believe in humanity. No matter what color you are, I want us to have a future. I love you, and I don't want to be enemies with Trump. And I am trying to get Trump, who they've set up with this damn shot. It's all coming out. It kills people and doesn't work, to get uncoupled from it. That's what I want. With me, it's all on the sleeve, baby. It's all transparent with Alex Jones. You know, if I could get Trump to wake up, I'd cut my arm off. If I could get Trump to do the right thing because he's such a powerful force, I'd do anything. And that's what I'm doing. Is right when he's his most popular and right when the enemy comes after him, I'm saying, hey, Trump, your biggest threat isn't the yet corrupt FBI. Your biggest threat isn't the deep state. It's you being signed on to their satanic ritual of injecting our children with a blood clot creating garbage. So I'm not Trump's enemy. I'm Trump's best friend. And if DeSantis and Bolsonaro can figure out that this is a fraud and they got to apologize for pushing it and say the shot doesn't work, then I simply need Trump, who is so persecuted and so under attack and who is so good in so many ways, to wake up to what he is in the middle of and just say no. Because if I'm weighing Trump and all the good he can do getting Republicans elected and all the good he can do, I get it. But the children and the poison shot outweighs that. So I'm Trump's best friend, not Trump's enemy. Now, the media takes 10-second clips out of context like I'm just attacking Trump and done with him for no reason. No, I want him to decouple himself from this fraud and this lie now. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know what we're going to do if it's, you know, Trump versus Michael Obama or whatever, Obama's husband. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, I'm not going to support Michael Obama. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. Taking the New World Order on at point blank range and winning. We are the resistance. All right, finishing up with Trump. This is a big news story, what I said yesterday. I'm not trying to ride a bandwagon or curry fervor or favor or get a job in D.C. I'm trying to defend Western civilization. I'm trying to defend us against biomedical tyranny, new lockdowns, forced injections, and the Great Reset. And so I attacked Trump yesterday because kissing his ass doesn't get his attention. He's already stopped promoting the poison shot. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about the V word, but I still am proud of it. Now he needs to come out against it. Because I cannot back Trump, who I would back over DeSantis for president, if he doesn't do it. We're not here to go along with the crowd. We're here to change the course. We're not here to do what's easy. We're here to do what's hard. I run this operation against the globalist because I have been commissioned by you to stand up for your freedom and your future because I am a self-serving person. And if you don't have a future, I don't have a future. Now, let me hit some massive news here. Let me hit something so huge. And I'm so frustrated in myself because I knew this years ago. And when I've talked about this subject, I have just pointed out that it's authoritarian and designed to bankrupt farms and ranches and is about the cult making you do outrageous things. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll like it. And that's, you will eat the bugs. But I saw a video yesterday, and I did research for about 2 hours last night, in the mainline studies and the mainline science, that the exoskeletons of bugs, remember we have endoskeletons inside, we're mammals. Exoskeletons are a very hard molecular structure that is a glutenoid. And it's on average, depending on the insect, 1,000 times more potent than the most processed gluten. So if you think you get sick once you become gluten intolerant because of the wheat being bred to not be natural, this is 1,000 times at least more toxic than the most processed gluten there is. So the least of our problem is they're trying to phase out beef. It's what they're trying to make us eat in its stead. Everybody knows that soy lowers testosterone and causes a lot of physical problems, especially soy that leaves the core of the soybean in it. But chitin is what the exoskeletons of bugs, whether it's a cockroach or whether it is a June bug or whether it is a grasshopper, it's the hard exoskeleton of the bugs, and it is super toxic to humans. Humans are designed by God. We have instincts. We think a strawberry looks delicious. A papaya looks delicious. A banana looks delicious. A steak, a roasted piece of chicken, it looks delicious. It smells good. We're revolted by bugs because we're not supposed to eat bugs unless you're starving to death. Because it gives you cancer and autoimmune disease. And I have the studies, a stack of them right here. And so now in supermarkets around the world, cricket and grasshopper protein, it's not protein, it's weaponized gluten. Chitin and its effects on inflammatory and immune responses. Of course, eating bugs with hard shells. I read this 25 years ago in big studies that they use in red dye. Most was produced in India. The exoskeleton of beetles, and that's how they make a lot of the red dye that they call biological, but it causes all sorts of ADD, ADHD in children, all sorts of health problems. That's just the coloring out of beetles. Imagine ingesting this as your main protein diet. It's a death sentence. Just like the COVID shot attacks your immune system. It's the same thing. So regular or meat-based, how Burger King is making vegan Whoppers the norm. Regular is the, quote, non-cow-based, most of it insect, and soy. If you're a man wanting to grow breasts, this is the way to do it. And they're just slipping it in because soon the beef won't be available. But what will be available? Chitin. Here's a molecular structure of it from Wikipedia. You can go read about it for yourself. The etymology, the chemistry, the physical properties of biological function. It is a super concentrated form of gluten used in industrial processes. It's used in producing plastics, you name it. And they're going to make you eat it and put it in the school lunch program. What an incredible attack. Researcher Max Egan does a brief breakdown of it. Here he is. Let's just start it over. Let's just stop. Let's just stop. It's okay. I love you guys so much. I told you we're going to play that club. It's okay. It's okay. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to play it. Give us some time. Fade up the audio and get it all ready. We're going to talk about it. But this is what we're being hit with. This is what we're being attacked with. This is what they're doing to us. And I just can't believe we're going to let this happen to our children and ourselves. We're just going to sit here and take this with something that is a weaponized gluten. But that's where we are. Man, people just don't take this serious. You know, you're under attack by these people. They think it's funny what they're doing to you. Thursday Live, top scientists warn toxic proteins found in bugs, 1,000 times more toxic than processed gluten, trigger autoimmune disease. This is a big, 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 big deal. It's another example of how they're attacking us and what they're doing. And it's in supermarkets and in food and in processed foods everywhere now. Just like they authorized 2 years ago, the FDA, and said we have no jurisdiction over nanotech. We're going to put this in your food. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You will eat the bugs and you will love it. You will drink the sewage. You will have no beef. We will transgender your children. We will pump chemicals into you. We are the New World Order. You will die. And now chitin, the super powerful gluten that is the exoskeletons of bugs, is being turned into powder and put into thousands of foods in a giant revolution against us, using a bioweapon against our families, against our species. Max Egan reports.
It's been shown to contain a substance called chitin. There's a meme going around. You sort of see this stuff and you think, oh, is this fear-mongering? Is this true? But I've looked into it, and it's actually true, folks. There's a lot of evidence that insects contain chitins. Chitins are very, very bad for humans. Chitins cause all sorts of problems, asthma, respiratory problems, all the things we're seeing from the jab. It also causes this thing called glioblastoma, which is a spinal cancer. Comes from chitins, and chitins cannot be cooked out of insects. There's no processing that will take these substances out of the insects. When you eat the insects, you are eating chitins. Chitins cannot be processed by the human body. You know, we don't eat insects, folks. You know, birds, chickens, lizards, reptiles, these things eat insects. Fish eat insects. We don't eat insects. We don't have the digestive system to be able to process certain things that are found in insects, such as chitin. And like I said, they can't be processed out. They cannot be cooked out. They are always there. So if you're eating little insect snacks or eating insectin burgers, you're eating chitins, folks, and you're going to make yourself very sick.
Which is the enemy's plan, hiring all the Hollywood scum to tell us how great it is to eat the chitin. Everything they do is to poison us and to kill us. And it's funny to them. They say you can't have a car, they fly on private jets. They say you can't have children, they have six children. They're a bunch of pigs that think you're stupid. So, they've got everybody against the gluten, which is so processed is causing problems. This is 1,000 times worse, but they think you're stupid. And they can control the press and make you eat the bugs. It's like when they make you take the shot, you get so sick, and then they just cover it up. Here's Wikipedia on the chitins and how it is a supercellulose gluten. You need to go research it for yourself and understand what you're up against. These people are sick, and they know what they're doing. Here's a Health and Human Services report, chitin and its effects on inflammatory and immune response, and what it does to the body, destroying your immune system. It is poison. And the enemies of humanity know exactly what they're doing. And let's now move on to the COVID they produced in the lab, the supervirus Chimera they released, and the aftermath of that now. And the new phases of fear-mongering now being rolled out. Sex between men, not skin contact, is fueling monkeypox. Research suggests 99.9% of the monkeypox cases in Europe and the U.S. are homosexual men having dozens of sex partners. And then you have the dog being raped, which they confirm in local news, was raped anally and got monkeypox. That's what we're dealing with here. Sex between men, not skin contact, NBC News, is fueling monkeypox. New research suggests, but they want new lockdowns for you. While they do this, first dog infected with monkeypox after sharing bed with gay couple was raped. But that's okay because it's liberal. Look at this liberal stuff. Man's nose rots due to monkeypox. Harris County toddler tests presumptive positive for monkeypox. Houston Chronicle. And what is the establishment's answer? Have us all locked down, except the people having orgies. Meanwhile, the White House to phase out buying COVID-19 vaccine treatments because no one's buying it. Yahoo Finance, now you got to buy it for yourself. They're going to make you pay for it to have your job or to live. Double vax. I'm going to play this news clip here in a moment. We're going to play this news clip here in a moment. Double vax New Zealanders 7 times sicker this year than previous 2019. Way sicker than 2020. The latest numbers they have is 2021, and it's the vaccinated way sicker, which is what all of the real studies show. Meanwhile, most people infected with Omicron weren't even aware they had it. That's why I say Trump must come clean against the deadly COVID vax before it's too late. It's the biggest thing weighing him down. He didn't do it. I'll give him a pass. He's not a scientist, but now he knows, and he has to do something. Here's the New Zealand TV report with being 7 times more likely when you've had the shot.
Same thing, Sam. And, well, COVID numbers are officially down, right? And yet every day it seems like our workmates are off with some kind of bug. So is there more sickness in the air right now? And if so, what the heck can we do about it?
Are you sick of being sick? You're not imagining it. More Kiwis are coughing, sniffling and calling off work.
Our immunity against a whole lot of things is sort of a little bit down because we haven't been constantly, I feel like, primed all the time. So of course we've got lots and lots of different viruses coming over, and it's not just the coronavirus, of course lots of things are.
Seasonal flu, gastro bugs, conjunctivitis, even foot and mouth, it's all making everyone's lives just that much harder. And that's despite COVID numbers finally going down. Community cases are at their lowest since February. But data reported in stuff.co.nz suggests compared to last year, respiratory illnesses have doubled. The Well Kiwis survey found double the number of us are experiencing cough, fever, illness, runny nose and sore throats. And when looking at pre-pandemic levels, we're actually seven times sicker. So what's going on?
If we haven't learned anything from this pandemic, it would be a bit disappointing. And one of those things is that when you've got a cold or something like that, don't take it to work. We know what stops viruses from spreading. And so masking up and keeping a distance isn't just about COVID. It's about, you know, all sorts of respiratory viruses.
And it's not just the experts who've noticed.
Yeah, there has been a few more days off, for sure.
Our daughter's gone to kindergarten this year, so yeah, it's a bit unusual. It's hard to say, but she's, yeah, we've been sick as a family, yeah.
I know a lot of my friends have been sick.
It's the worst flu I've maybe ever had in my life. So definitely worse. And I don't think it's my immune system, because I've been trying to be healthier than usual.
So what can you do to avoid all the nasties without having to live in your own personal lockdown?
So they took the shots and now they're seven times sicker and they can't see right in front of their faces what's been done to them. That's mass Stockholm syndrome. That's the New World Order. That's their plan. Poisonous bugs, 5G radiation, and they just think we're just going to go into this incremental tyranny, this environmental kill grid, and not recognize what's happening. That's why they want us off air. And that's why it's so critical to share the links to this live show from Infowars.com/show and Bandai Video. That's why it's so critical, once today's show is archived, to take clips of it, to share it, to do whatever you want. Just get it out. Because people need to know, hey, the bugs are 1,000 times more glutinous than the most toxic genetically engineered wheat. And you need to be made aware of that. But no one's going to raise the alarm unless it's you. There's nobody coming to save us but ourselves with God working through us. All right, we're going to shift gears and look at the elections that just happened and Trump and the economy and so much more and the IRS arming these agents. We have training videos and so much more coming up. Then we've got a special guest from Australia fighting the tyranny at point blank range in the second hour, and then Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up as well in the third hour. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Celia Farber points out how the mass media tradition of obsessing over the deaths of celebrities has been absent since 2021 as a clear tactic to deflect mass death by COVID shots. And the death of Anne Heche marks a return to this mainstream media tradition. And the whole story is very strange. Just before the crash, Heche visited the Glass Hair Design Salon in Venice and purchased a red wig, where she posed for a picture with the salon's owner, who did not notice her to be impaired in any way. Minutes later, Heche crashed into an apartment complex, where residents tried helping her out of the vehicle before the car was put in reverse and sped off. Videos then show her car recklessly speeding down a residential street and nearly hitting a pedestrian. She then hits a car before finally crashing the Mini Cooper into a house, where it bursts into flames. But this is where the story gets really strange. While being carried to the ambulance, we see that her legs are secured, and she is covered in what looks like a cloth body bag. We are told that she couldn't breathe, and yet they covered her face. And the reason these details were noticed is because we see her become fully conscious while frantically trying to escape the body bag and leg straps. Nothing was reported about this, and Heche's former boyfriend said that Anne was stable and expected to pull through. But then we are told she is in a coma. And then we are told that while her heart is still beating, she's legally dead, according to California law. But she will be kept on life support for possible organ donation. And then, right in the middle of the ancient three-day festival to honor the goddess Diana, known as Nemoralia, they pull the plug on Anne Heche and let her die. This is quite similar to what happened in Paris 25 years ago on the satanic inverted Nemoralia, August 31st, when Princess Diana was looked after as she bled to death in a tunnel dedicated to the goddess Diana. Many believe that Princess Diana was about to expose the royal family, and Anne Heche, who recently starred in a movie exposing chemtrails, was currently promoting her most recent film that was exposing the horrors of child sex trafficking. Child sex trafficking, along with all human trafficking, is the biggest business in the world. The slavery business is at an all-time high, and the thugs who run it are known for their satanic rituals. Ritual murders have always been, at a base level, a form of crowd control. The Anne Heche story has caused many to look back into the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Journalist Michael Hastings had just published a story for Rolling Stone that resulted in the resignation of commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and was working on a story of CIA director John Brennan. The day before he died, Hastings emailed friends to warn them that the feds were interviewing his close friends and associates, and told them he was onto a big story and needed to go off the radar for a bit. Early the next morning, Hastings' silver Mercedes hit a palm tree and exploded, somehow launching the engine block 60 yards away from the car. Former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark told the Huffington Post that Hastings' crash was consistent with a car cyber attack, and that intelligence agencies for major powers are able to remotely seize control of a person's vehicle. He added that if there was a cyber attack on Hastings' car, whoever did it would probably get away with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report. Goddess Diana rituals and the death of Anne Heche. InfoWars.com, banned out video. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I still need to hit the IRS army they're building, the domestic security force that's just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama promised. I need to hit some of the environmental power grab news, some of the election news, the economy news, and more. We have a special guest joining us from Australia, which is the canary in the coal mine for the rest of us under the Great Reset. That's coming up. And then Judge Andrew Napolitano in the third hour today on the police state, their Mar-a-Lago raid, and more. But let's hit this story from grid.news. The world is obsessed with air conditioning. How can we stop it from killing the planet? Again, oh, cooling your house is bad. There's no evidence of that. It's all a lie. They want control with smart meters. And Germany announced 2 days ago, oh, there happens to be smart meters in almost all the houses. We're going to cut your carbon output. There's not enough electricity now, so we're going to control your thermostat for you. It's not coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. We're going to play some of these shocking videos that are on InfoWars.com. Some of these videos are 20 minutes long. We've got a few couple-minute clips. 87,000 poorly trained IRS agents coming to a neighborhood near you. Literally, they look like people, I'm not trying to be mean, that could not find their rear end with both hands. Their shirts hanging out, slobs, training and SWAT team raids on your house. Wait till you see this. I mean, this is the army of idiots that the system's preparing for its civil war, which is designed to fail. It's designed to destroy the country. They're not going to win this war. They're little leftist idiots. There'll be a fascist dictatorship after this is all done. But this is the clown world. It's all coming up next hour. But let me throw this out. We're going to steadfastly stay on air and not stop fighting. We're going to continue to bring you great products that enrich your life so that it's a symbiotic relationship. You want to order them again. And we've got several bestsellers. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells more per unit than anything else. But when it comes to the flagship product, it's DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and a bunch of other patented ingredients known to clean out your cells, boost your immune system like nothing else. These are incredible ingredients. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about DNA Force Plus. Read about the ingredients that are in it. Take it with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Take it with X2. Take it with Ultra 12 and experience what it does for your life. Don't forget to get it. Don't forget to take it. Make that commitment and it will change your life. It's changed mine. DNA Force Plus is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. And we're running out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and X2. But despite that, they're all still discounted as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, quite frankly, we could probably fund this place the next few months with signed books. But there's a paradox. I don't know how I'm supposed to sign 10, 20,000 books. I'm going to do it. I'll be in here during the breaks. The 18-wheeler with 20,000 books arrives tomorrow morning. I'm going to be here trying to sign 1,000 books a day in the next week before these start shipping out on the ship date next week. And it's a great fundraiser. I want to thank you all for getting signed copies of The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm going to have to end this in the next few days because we're already up to 9,000 books, signed books, and it's great. It's a fundraiser. Thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for getting the signed book. It's a piece of history. It's the Death Star plans, The Great Reset and the War for the World by myself and my research, by yours truly. But you need to get the book. And if you want a signed copy, this is your last chance at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, we could probably sell 50,000 signed books, but I can't do it. So it's a real catch-22. I will sign these books. We'll get them. Again, the truck arrives tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to sign 1,000 tomorrow. But that's going to take a couple hours with people just handing them to me and I'm signing them. So thank you. You're amazing. The left can't stand the book success. It's been as high as number 4 on the number 1 book charts in the world on Amazon. Get an unsigned copy, InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy, InfoWarsStore.com. Get an unsigned copy, Amazon.com. Let's send it to number 1. I'm doing a lot of interviews. This is the blueprints, the enemy operation. I just want to thank you all for your support. So whether it's DNA Force Plus 50% off or whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or whether it's Supermel Vitality finally back in stock, 40% off, that keeps us on the air, and you are incredible. We are fighting the most powerful forces on Earth, but we have you and God behind us, and that's off-world. That's next level, and we're going to win. So thank you so much for your support. Oh, by the way, it's going to sell out quick. You haven't had a run of this in a long time. Super Blue, the original high-quality toothpaste that my dad designed, it's back in stock. Super Blue toothpaste is 50% off when you get it in the trifecta or get it by itself, 40% off. Super Blue, InfoWarsStore.com. And you know who you are coming through. You are incredible. You've got my promise to never back down and never surrender, but we could give out. But thanks to you, we are coming back from behind, and I want to thank you and appreciate you. Hour number 2, straight ahead. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have all my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough.
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 We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it's very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time.
Which, by the way, that's what people like me think.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet, are actually young noble leaders of the world economy.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
The globalists think we're here, but we're not. Humanity is now awakening.
This transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back now into hour number two. Special guest from Australia joining us next segment. But let's look at these headlines first, then I'll scan through them, give you my take on it. Pence, former vice president, calls to defund FBI just as wrong as calls to defund the police. Nightmare bombshell. DHS whistleblower confirms Biden illegally smuggling up to 40,000 children a month in Texas alone, as young as 6 months old, being given to people with no paperwork, not their parents. Absolutely insane. And we have the footage of the National Guard locking a fence and the Border Patrol coming and unlocking the fence. That ties into the lawlessness. If a federal agency is ignoring a totally collapsed border and massive human smuggling that Senate reports confirm many children end up in sex trafficking, but don't worry, they're raiding Mar-a-Lago. Don't worry, they're going to PTA meetings and school board meetings to harass you. It's a fraud. These agencies are captured by the rogue government elements that have taken control of our nation. And that's just the facts. They are waging war against the American people. Former Vice President Mike Pence pushed back against Republican calls to dismantle the FBI entirely following its unprecedented raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, saying such proposals are just as wrong as Democrats' effort to defund the police. No, the feds want to get rid of local police and defund them so they can bully them into becoming their political agents. That's why George Soros has bought off over 1,000 city district attorneys and county attorneys. You got to go watch the Savannah Hernandez interview yesterday where the Border Patrol whistleblower, and I've already seen it myself, I know he's telling the truth, talks about 30 to 40,000 in Texas alone a month. Little children, many cases, handed off with no IDs to people that have no relation to them. That is the essence of Jeffrey Epstein on steroids. Let's say it again. That is Jeffrey Epstein Island on steroids, in your face, no doubting it, there it is, no debate. And you sign on to that,
whether you are a school teacher or whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an auto mechanic, whether you are a person that works in retail or whether you're an FBI agent, we're not singling out the FBI. We're saying, my God, you're supposed to be doing all this. You're supposed to be down there, but you've been ordered instead to stand down while the border totally collapses with this humanitarian disaster. Shame on you. So that report's on band.video, needs to go viral, exclusive. DHS whistleblower confirms 30 to 40,000 children smuggled per month in Texas alone. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. I'm going to say it again. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. This is Jeffrey Epstein-style trafficking on steroids. And we personally have shot the footage. We personally have shown them lying and saying, this is my child, as the woman comes in all day at the airport more than 20 times with little babies, handing them over to people to disappear with no paperwork. A human soul, a baby, the seed of the universe being stolen in front of us. And now we have this. I've got hours of this footage, but here's just 2 minutes of 87,000 trained IRS agents and a group of them being trained like total slobs to randomly raid people's houses and terrorize the public while the border is wide open. Here's the footage. So these are the graduates. They took a few-hour course with toy guns on how to raid houses. It's all politically correct. Obese people, folks in wheelchairs, it's all just part of the joke. Mainly a bunch of women. Then they pull their guns out. And they practice raiding you and your family. This is the government building armies against you. Guns out. This is the IRS being trained. They bought billions of rounds of ammo over the years.
I am a federal agent. Freeze. Put your hands up.
This is the, new auditing system.
Where's that hands up?
Put your hands up.
And they come in and point guns at you. But the border's wide open with smuggled children. And the fentanyl's pouring in. And the dollar's being devalued. They literally go hire a bunch of recent college graduates with accounting degrees to point guns at you and take you away. They are trying to start a civil war with a bunch of low-grade morons with plastic blue and red guns to do this. That's how you bring America down, is take over a bunch of super unpopular stuff, unconstitutional stuff, have them go out and harass everybody, hoping it blows up. So the media is everywhere saying, I want violence, I want a civil war. No, we're winning a political, cultural civil war of ideas. I want to continue with that. I don't want violence. But the system has decided to start the fight. They've weaponized the district attorneys, the county attorneys, the judges. We've experienced Soros judges in Connecticut and Texas that just railroad you, and they're laughing, and they think it's funny because no one has ever protested them. No one has ever sued them. No one has ever stood up because they've hijacked the moral authority. They've hijacked the offices. They've hijacked those positions of power, and now they are this army publicly and openly accelerating war. And Joe Bannister, we should get Joe Bannister on the next few days, was an actual trained Treasury agent who simply said, we're raiding innocent people, we're not doing due process. They indicted him twice. But in San Francisco, juries twice found him not guilty. So you ask, why don't IRS agents stand up and do the right thing? Well, they indict you when you do. But they're not hiring people that went through actual law enforcement training and went through the FBI training. They are now literally in hotels without live ammo, hiring a bunch of accounting slobs and arming them and a bunch of SJW women for their big war with the evil right wing in America. This is a recipe for disaster. They're coming. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take your property. They're going to take your children. They're going to take your guns. That's their plan. Because nobody protested them. Nobody spoke out against them. Nobody sued them. They've got all these low-grade moron idiots that you know can't clean their house, can't take care of their family, but now they're coming for you with the weaponized federal courts. And they are licking their lips. Because so many Americans still think they're in a free country. So many Americans still think there's checks and balances and there's not. There's a bunch of paramilitary men like this guy on screen training a bunch of women and basically children for war. And they have no idea what they're marching out into. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a rebellion. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a civil war. And they're giving everybody an impossible choice. This is how America ends. Giant ballooning federal armies, domestic security forces. Get that clip, guys. Obama. We need a domestic security force. Obama calls for a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. And whether you're in Australia or Austria, whether you're in Germany or England, whether you're in Canada or the U.S., it's the same thing. Because it's all run by the Davos Group and the New World Order. We've got a special guest covering this when we come back, and so much more. New lockdowns are straight ahead, but we're not being caught flat-footed. We're here, the people's voice, the voice of humanity, live worldwide. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
IRS agents training to literally take over our lives. All right, the beta test, the canary in the coal mine for this takeover is Australia and New Zealand. Maria Z is one of the top independent broadcasters in Australia. Z Media with three E's, Z3EsMedia.com, joins us. We're going to talk about digital ID bill, digital currency trial starting in Australia, bank asking customers to be microchipped, weather modifications, months of flooding, smart cities, districts already underway, election fraud, climate change bill, agriculture bill that stops us from sharing food. She joins us now, and we really appreciate her getting up so early to be with us. Thank you so much for being on with us, Maria Z.
Thank you, Alex. It's a real honor to be here. And can I just say on this broadcast that despite the trials and tribulations that you have faced, you guys still turn up every single day to warn people of what is coming and help them prepare for this information battle. So thank you, Alex.
Thank you. They're definitely after us because we're over the target. Where do you want to start here? Because people say, well, okay, Australia. But you guys, the UN, the Davos Group admits, you're the model of the takeover.
Correct. You're not wrong about that. I've often said Australia is the testing ground of the New World Order. You said it yourself. This is the beta test for the world. We can start with the smart cities. So while they may not be, tackling pregnant women to the ground anymore, Alex, like we saw during the lockdowns, or shooting peaceful protesters with rubber bullets in the streets, they have been spraying our skies constantly. I can't recall the last time that I saw a normal sky for more than a day or two along the East Coast. And why is that? Well, according to our government grants, the city of Newcastle is actually the model, the smart city model for the whole world. This is in our government grant documents. So they have been spraying us constantly, preparing us for these smart cities. How do I know that? Well, the city of Lismore, which has been flooded, you might have saw that in the news recently, over 50,000 people displaced from their homes, and now the government is encouraging them not to return, not to rebuild. This is a place that was earmarked for a smart city back in 2019. They have a plan for the whole of the East Coast to be filled with these smart cities. You're going to live in pods. You're going to eat the bugs. You're going to be restricted to 30 minutes of movement from your home. I also know this because according to government grants and government documents, that they plan on splitting the city of Sydney into three districts. They're actually calling it districts, and they've said openly, these are going to be the model for the whole world. The whole world is going to be called districts. It's like something out of the Hunger Games, Alex. So Australia definitely is the place that the world needs to watch. The tyranny that we experienced over the past 2 years has not come to an end. It's just not as obvious now, but we've got weather warfare that they're waging on us. And they've told us that we can expect another 6 months of this weather, Alex. 6 months of flooding. Is that normal?
It's not, and everything you said is on record. 30 minutes outside your house a day, the model for the world beyond a supermax prison.
Correct. And we've already got people in the city of Melbourne that are living in pods. They're already doing this. There's people signing up for this stuff. And I think they don't, you know.
They built more than a dozen high-rises in Austin that are 250 square feet, coffin apartments.
Unbelievable. And people think this is trendy. People think that this is somehow the new way. My goodness. If they knew just what these smart cities actually spelled for the world, the fact that every single thought is going to be monitored. And I'm not even kidding. Inside our government grants, it says that street furniture will be monitoring human behavior. Street furniture. So you can't even walk past a park bench in these smart cities without them monitoring your every single thought. And then what's going to happen? You're going to be penalized. Your social credit score will be impacted by the fact that you've had a wrong thought in this Internet of Things. It's unbelievable. But the point is that this is all documented. This isn't conspiracy anymore. You've been talking about this for years, Alex, but the writing is there in black and white on the very government documents. People often ask you, how did you know? How did you know that this was going to happen, Alex? Well, you've done your research. And for all the people that think that this is just the trendy way of the future, they need to be doing their research as well and dissecting these documents, which is why independent media right now is so crucial. This is why they want to shut you down, Alex. This is why they want to shut down InfoWars, because people are starting to realize just how nefarious this plan is.
Well, that's right. They're building it in their own words to force societal industrial collapse and then force depopulation. I mean, this is
correct.
A prison planet they're building.
Absolutely. So in Australia, we've got the digital ID, trusted digital identity bill. Trusted. As soon as a government document says trusted, you know that it cannot be trusted. We've already proposed this. The Reserve Bank of Australia is just about to launch their pilot trial of digital currency, which they've said will be legal tender. And of course, we know that this will be linked to your digital ID, aka social credit score. We're talking about a China-style social credit system that keeps you trapped in this prison. And what I need the world to understand is that while things are seemingly normal on the outside, you know, they're trying to sweep COVID under the rug, although they'll continue using it because as we know from the patents, this will be a never-ending cycle of injections for the rest of your... It's a lifetime subscription of injections to keep you alive and functioning in society. We've heard Yuval Noah Harari say that if you're not part of their system, if you're not injected even, you will find it very hard to function in their society. And again, this goes back to even the cyber polygon page that was taken down, or I should say the cyber COVID page that was taken down from the World Economic Forum's website, where they said once the digital shutdown happens, you will need a digital vaccine to get back online. That page, they've done their best to hide that. What is a digital vaccine? They plan on making it impossible for you to survive unless you comply with their tyranny, with their complete digital prison. And we need to do everything that we can to avoid this, Alex. Once people realize just how dangerous this is, if they knew, they would be standing with us. But I believe we're getting traction. I believe the world is starting to wake up. This broadcast has played a huge part in that. And all of the independent media that's raising the alarm, we need to double down our efforts. And the people on the ground, the loyal listeners of this broadcast and others, need to double down their efforts as well. I was speaking just last night on a live broadcast. You know, every spare moment that you have, you need to spend in research right now so that you can educate regular people on the street. Things are not normal and they will never be normal, but we do not have to subscribe to their new normal. We do not have to eat the bugs. I heard you earlier, Alex, talking about the fact that they are now, you know, putting this, the crickets. I've seen packages here in Australia with cricket flour in them. What is cricket flour? They're already hiding this stuff in our food. They're poisoning us from every single angle. If it wasn't the deadly COVID-19 clot shot bioweapon, slow acting lethal poison, it'll be the poison in the skies. It'll be the poison in your waters. This is a complete and utter assault on all of humanity.
It is.
And
Maria Z, stay there. You are on fire.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas, or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Music.
answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have some big announcements dealing with the globalists collapsing. Next segment, I'm going to wait for this breaking news to start the next segment. But I want to get Maria Z, who's done such an incredible job, back on very soon. She was for the rest of the hour. I want to get on her show. I was supposed to be there yesterday, but I got stuck in emergency meetings. Zmedia.com, Z-E-E-E media.com. Share that URL. She is the voice of truth in Australia. So we talk about Australia under globalist control being the model of this rollout. It is. Everything they're doing there, the Club of Rome, the Davos Group, the UN admit, is a beta test for what they're going to do here. That's why what she is breaking down is so incredibly critical. But the good news is humanity is rejecting it. These evil forces aren't all powerful. Their only power is us acquiescing to them. So I'm going to try to shut up for the next two segments because you're amazing and just give you the floor to tell people what you've witnessed in Australia and what's coming next.
Well, before I talk back on Australia, you just made a crucial point there, Alex, and these people are weak. Think of how weak you have to be and what sort of a coward you have to be that you base your entire existence and agenda on lies. The truth is so powerful and the truth doesn't have to cover itself up because the truth defends itself. You know, Dr. McCullough said with me recently, let the truth out. It's like a lion. And these people have no truth in them. It is only darkness. And their entire agenda is based on lies. So the more that we attack those lies with the truth, with the light, they will be destroyed. We must tackle this with the information war as we know. Back onto Australia. Yes, we are playing a crucial role in so many aspects of the New World Order. For example, I mentioned this digital currency. If you look at the Future of Financial Infrastructure 2016 World Economic Forum report, it is littered with Australian financial institutions. Almost half of them are Aussie institutions. One of those just recently sent an email to their customers asking them if they would be willing to be microchipped. This is how far they're going. And unfortunately, Alex, our people have this attitude and have had this attitude for so long of things would be just fine. We've had a good life here in Australia. People need to know that there is no good life left for you if we don't take down these globalists with the truth and in the right way.
And just interrupt, ABC, NBC, CBS, all our channels are here. Take microchips. Sweden's doing it. There's a total rollout of implantable microchips, as Klaus Schwab said they would do 5 years ago on French TV.
Yes, and they're getting us used to this more and more. For example, we've got a manufacturing facility in the state of Queensland called Vaxis, which is going to be producing 300 million doses of mRNA injections. But these aren't going to be needles. They're needleless. They look like Band-Aids. We know this. We've seen the patents for this stuff over the years as we've been digging. But what does Australia need 300 million doses for a population of just short of 26 million, roughly thereabouts? 300 million doses a year. We've just had Moderna announce that they're going to have a manufacturing facility in the state of Victoria, 100 million doses a year.
They're erasing people's immune systems and announcing this biomedical tyranny.
Absolutely. And this will be an ongoing cycle of medical tyranny for the rest of your life. As I said before, it is a lifetime subscription to these slow acting legal poison death shots that they will just keep reinventing the next time that they release another bioweapon. You know, monkeypox, whether it's monkeypox or the next thing that they concoct, their solution will always be vaccines. Our prime minister, selected, not elected, recently said on his Facebook that we've got a plan to manufacture mRNA vaccines here in Australia, so on and so forth. It will create jobs in our mRNA ecosystem and boost our pandemic readiness.
Oh, all of a sudden, our mRNA ecosystem. It's a biological takeover.
Yeah. Yes, mRNA ecosystem. When have we ever heard these words before? And we're talking about a technology that has killed hundreds upon thousands, maybe even millions at this point, and will continue to do so. We saw just yesterday, Mike Adams released his findings, his final report on what's actually turning up in the bodies of the people that have been injected. And I've had Richard Hirschman on as well talking about this. This is scary stuff. They are saying that this is not human It's not human. What is growing inside these people? These are not blood clots. This is nanotech, technology that is growing inside of people and killing them. If it doesn't kill you, it'll mind control you. They've been able to mind control cows and control their behavior from the 70s. What makes you think they won't be able to control
they
you,
admit
humanity?
They're mind controlling insects with nanotech.
Absolutely. So if they can do that, what makes us think that they can't do it to us? I am concerned, Alex. I'm concerned for all the people that have been injected and still have some sort of ability to think for themselves. What's going to happen to them once they release whatever frequencies into the air? Are they going to be able to think outside of the lies and the propaganda as they are now? We still have the ability to think clearly, to see through the lies, but if this stuff is assembling inside of them, I don't know what's going to happen to humanity. We need more research in that. So my continuous call is for people to do more. I want anyone who is able to offer more of themselves, more of their expertise, more of their research or their skill set in this information war to double down your efforts. We need you. Humanity needs you because we are right in the thick of the Great Reset. As much as it pains me to say it, Alex, it's the truth and I won't lie to people.
Well, Maria Z, you're an amazing person. Your energy is incredible. Your acumen, your intellect is amazing. What woke you up?
My dad red-pilled me when I was 10 years old, Alex. As soon as 9/11 happened, he showed me some documentaries and some of that content was your content as well. I'd watched Bohemian Grove even as a child. Whether people think that that was appropriate for a child to be watching or not, well, you know, that's your opinion. It's thanks to that content. It's thanks to your work years and years ago, Alex, and people like you, that I was able to see this for what it was when the plandemic started and I was able to start battling this properly.
Continue with the new lockdowns they're planning.
They've told us, even, for example, with foot and mouth disease, we've got a threat of foot and mouth at the moment. They've said that if even one case turns up in Australia, that it would lead to COVID-style lockdowns in our country of animals and potentially even humans restricting our movement, so on and so forth. This may not necessarily be the move that they use, but if you notice, and what I've noticed is that every single thing that they're doing is a conditioning tool right now. It's the boiling frog technique. They've eased off on us at the moment because we were about to hit civil unrest here in Australia. We were very close. So they don't want us to reach that point, maybe not yet, although they do want war, because as soon as people act up, you know, they can come down hard on us. We've got legislation here that allows foreign troops to come in here and they have full indemnity to harm our people, destroy property. That's a real thing in Australia. So they want that. But either way, with each tactic that they use, you know, like I said, whether it's monkeypox, foot and mouth disease, if you notice, they are introducing all these health threats because the best way to control people is to threaten their health. So this is why it is medical tyranny, and they will continue use medical tyranny.
Well, they're holding us hostage, and they're admitting it, and they admit they'll use biomedical tyranny in the Rockefeller documents, Lockstep and others. I mean, it's happening.
Absolutely. Another example of what they're planning on doing, and Australia is heavily involved in this. Paul Kelly, our chief medical officer, is all for the WHO treaty. The amendments to the international health regulations, when they did their last round of public hearings, they're supposed to make more of their information more publicly available, but they haven't. When they did their last round, he said, we should expedite the process. We need this much sooner to prepare for the next pandemic.
And let's be clear, the UN has called for censoring all critics, though they've been proven to be total liars.
Yes, absolutely. And the next question is, what are they going to do with all of those camps, Alex? The camps that we have in Australia, they built so many during the pandemic. What are they going to do with them? Well, you and I know full well what those camps
are
for.
That's right. That's the cover for their political takeover. Maria Z with three E's. Maria Z-E-E-E. Zmedia.com is our guest. We'll come right back and talk about how to stop this New World Order takeover, because it's not going well for them. As bad as it is, folks, take heart. Humanity's waking up big time. Critical intel from the land down under with Maria Z. Straight ahead. Stay with us. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world, and this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Always going to try to enslave, but we don't have to bow down and roll over to it. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Maria Z from Australia is not rolling over. So, he's had almost zero ratings for years. He was Jeff Zucker's mouthpiece. But Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, to depart CNN as it cancels Reliable Sources media show that has become the joke of the world. Freedom is popular. Tyranny is unpopular. So thank you so much for joining us on this August 18th, Thursday, worldwide. transmission. By the way, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, with the CoQ10, the PQQ, your telomeres, your body, your immune system, is finally back in stock for a limited time, 50% off. Thanks for your support. DNA Force Plus is the flagship Rolls Royce for your body and immune system. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for keeping us on air. Final days to get signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, because I can't sign 20,000 of them. And I'm not complaining. It's a great fundraiser. Thanks for coming through. Your last chance to get the book. The next few days, I'm going to stop the signed copies, at least until I get them all signed. The 18-wheeler is en route. It's here at like 8 a.m. tomorrow. 20,000 bucks. We sold like 6,000-7,000 unsigned copies. We've sold almost 10,000 signed copies. I'm going to sign these things. So thanks for the support. Your chance to get a signed copy, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. X2, Body's, obviously is amazing. You should all try it today. And thank you for your support. You know who you are. We're changing the world together. All right, Maria Z, 9 minutes left of the segment. I'm going to just let you host right now with your emergency message from Australia to the world.
Thank you, Alex. Look, people always say to me, what are the solutions? We need solutions. And I feel like I'm always the bearer of bad news. But the reality is, when you know what I know and many others know about the New World Order and the totality of how evil and horrible their plan is for mankind, what else can you do other than warn them, be a watchman, and let them know, hey, this is how bad it could get if we don't stop this. We're literally talking about depopulating the world by billions of people, and the ones who are left will be in total enslavement, whether it's digital enslavement, whether it's enslavement inside their little pods and eating fake meat from Bill Gates. People need to understand just how horrible this is. Now, you can't fight against something unless you know what you're fighting against. So it's so crucial to arm yourself with the knowledge of what it is that you're fighting against. Again, I'm not calling for civil unrest or anything like that. I'm talking about the information war that ultimately leads to mass noncompliance. You see, the people that tune into this broadcast, the reason why they didn't comply with ridiculous things when they came out, like, you know, wearing masks, for example, which is ridiculous. We won't even get into that, but it is. The reason why they didn't was because they were armed with the knowledge of knowing just how corrupt the government is, knowing that this is about control, knowing that it was never about a virus. It has always been about total control and more so destruction of mankind. When you are armed with that knowledge, you won't back down. You have to think of it like a soldier. You have to think of it like someone who says, I know what the battle ahead looks like and what the worst case could be. And these are my contingency plans. And part of that contingency is preparing for the worst, hoping, praying, believing for the best, and doing your part for humanity. If you can support this broadcast, InfoWars has been, and I'm just plugging you here, Alex, no one's asked me to, InfoWars has been the leader in the information war. InfoWars has helped me over the years, and I know they've helped you too. Support independent media who go out and do the research to give it to people in bite-sized, pieces so that they can digest it and give it to others. Do your own research wherever you can. And I always say to people, don't trust me. Don't trust Alex Jones. Don't trust your favorite broadcaster. It doesn't matter. Go and confirm. Fact check the people that you listen to and confirm it for yourself, because it's one thing saying, I heard this on a broadcast, and it's another thing saying, I've gone and confirmed this and I've read these documents myself. It's all there. It's all readily available, and you must do it. We must do it before they completely silence us, because they'll win through censorship, and we have to keep fighting back on that. And in the face of so much adversity, in the face of the greatest attack on mankind and on our psychology and on our minds, this is the greatest war that was ever launched upon humanity. And yet every single one of you watching this has survived. You have survived the greatest psychological attack in history. That is something to be proud of. It's a badge of honor. And believe you me, if you think you're endured a lot over these past 2.5 years, there is more coming to endure. And you must know that as a soldier who is prepared for battle. But you have endured, and you are capable of enduring a lot more. We are far more resilient than we think or that we give ourselves credit for. And we're far more resourceful than we give ourselves credit for. So people should really inspect in their own minds and hearts what more they could be doing right now, Alex. You've been turning up, you know, every day for years now. For almost 30 years, you've been at this. And I know it's not easy to live with this information in your head. I understand it. I don't think people really understand, you know, how much effort goes into what you do, Alex. Maybe they do. Maybe they have an appreciation for it. But it is hours upon hours of having this horrible information in your head. And so I understand when people say they need a break from it. But you're in a war. We can rest when the war is won, and we can win. We can win the war, but it requires mass awareness and mass noncompliance with the next nonsense that they bring about.
Beautifully said. In closing, with a few minutes left, from Australia, the beta test of this takeover, what else do you want to tell the world? Because this is a war. We're under attack. People should admit they're under attack, and that's the first part of victory.
I really encourage people to watch the steps that the Australian government are taking in order to put us into this digital prison. As I said to you, we're trialing digital currency. We've got the trusted digital identity bill. You played a clip recently, Alex, of Senator Malcolm Roberts. I had him on recently explaining just how dangerous this bill is. It is the social credit score. So watch the steps that they're implementing in Australia, and know that this is coming for your country as well, all over the world. This is a global plan. It's not one country over another. We're just the beta test, as you said. So watch what happens here to know what you need to stand and fight against, and educate people beforehand from your country. Say, hey, Australia faced some of the worst abuse from authorities over these past 2.5 years. That's just a taste of what these people are capable of. And look what they're already planning now. Look at the fact that they're already rolling out digital currency in Australia. Look at the fact that they're already rolling out the social credit score. We're miles ahead of other countries now as far as the implementation of the Great Reset. My goodness, this is a huge threat. So watch this country, and, you know, from my end, I will continue to do whatever I can to raise awareness so that it doesn't go through, so that the people do stand against this. But every single person needs to do their part right now. We're in the most crucial, crucial time, Alex, in all of history. Humanity, we need you.
Well, I just want to say you are so powerful, your energy, your focus, your will, and I know the Australians are great people as well. I think they bit off more than they can chew. I see globalist defeat. In closing, you've explained it's do or die time. What else do you think people should know right now?
You're right, Alex. It is, they can be defeated. And if everyone just musters up the courage and musters up the belief that this entire thing is based on a lie, and the lie crumbles as soon as we say no more, that will be how we're going to defeat these people. And I do believe it. I'm a person of faith, Alex. I'm a person that believes in God. I believe in Jesus. I know that through him we can do all things. I'm not going to give up hope on that. And I know that your listeners won't either. So be encouraged. Know that there is more strength in you than you think there is. And you, through integrity and courage and doing the right thing, will take down the globalists as doing your part in this war.
Amazing. I can't wait to be on your show. Sorry I missed the show yesterday. Please come back on soon. In 30 seconds, though, it seems like the Australians are really waking up. Are they?
Yes and no. I mean, there is less compliance with the ridiculous masks. They're not going back for more boosters. But again, our people are generally a very compliant place. So I feel like the more rope that they give us, now, if they start to tighten that rope again, I'm really hoping, Alex, that the people will say no next time around. But the truth is, we're seeing less people muzzled. We're seeing less people going back for these kill shots, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Maria Z, you are amazing. God bless you. Z Media, ZEEEmedia.com. We love you. Please join us again very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Wow. That is human power right there. Wow. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win.
almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America. Stelter has been fired at CNN. He was literally a zombie reporter. No viewers. Universally reviled. What does this signify? We'll talk about it. The Judge Andrew Napolitano straight ahead.
This is CNN.
Space Force 7!
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
All right, one of the greatest legal minds in America and a good friend of mine, Judge Andrew Napolitano, joins us on the other side of this break to cover the waterfront. Very honored to have this man on with us. And I'm very blessed, all the listeners and viewers, for providing the support. Keep this rebel resistance beacon of truth, this lighthouse of justice on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for the balance of the hour, the next 55 minutes, Judge Andrew Napolitano, an iconic conservative libertarian populist voice, is our guest to analyze Mar-a-Lago raid, the midterms, AG days, just so much more. But Obama talked about a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. Now it's 87,000 armed IRS agents putting ads out. Are you ready to commit legal force? And then I'm sorry, but it looks like the group they've hired is a group of misfits. We've got that raw footage of the training they're doing with plastic guns before they raid our houses. But first, here's Obama.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I was talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano during the quick break, and I said, what do you want to hit first? He said, everything. He said, you just lead it, but I've got 1,000 questions. But, I mean, I think it's most important he just start off, because he is a very respected brain when it comes to jurisprudence of where this republic is today. The system is discredited. The establishment media is collapsing, and their attempt to dominate an attempt to start a civil war, I think it's backfiring. I want peace. I don't want violence. But I am really concerned 82 days out from the midterms of what the deep state's going to do. Judge Andrew Napolitano, we salute you for your courage. JudgeNap.com podcast, Judging Freedom, available on YouTube. Judge Andrew Napolitano, we love you, brother. I can ask a lot of questions, but I'm just going to give you the floor right now.
Well, the feeling of love is mutual, Alex, and thanks very much for having me on. We haven't had a chance to speak since what you went through in a courtroom in Austin. And, of course, I'm happy to speak about the unconstitutional implications there. But in terms of the issues that are confronting us today, look, the federal government has constructed a national security state. Obama put the icing on the cake. Actually, Trump, even though he's the target of it, enhanced it by increasing their budgets. And they all have the three-letter acronym names that we know of, CIA, FBI, DEA, BATF. They have a fourth letter. All of these are unconstitutional. None of these are recognized by the Constitution. James Madison, when he wrote the Constitution, intended to keep health, safety, welfare, and morality into the regulatory scope of the states. So that if you wanted to live in a state with a very heavy hand, come to New Jersey. The police are everywhere. You want to live in a state where you have more personal freedom, go to Texas or go to New Hampshire. The more federalizing there is of these things, the less liberty there is. Here's a few examples. FBI, between 9 and 10,000 active duty agents. We don't know the exact number. DHS, 65,000 khaki pants wearing, black shirt wearing, Glock 45 carrying cops to enforce what? Whatever the president wants them to enforce. Now you're going to add to that 87,000 IRS agents. I don't know what kind of a uniform they're going to wear, but they're going to carry Glocks as well. And you really have a police state. I mean, the standard definition of a police state, Alex, you know this because you've used it, and you and I have talked about it many times together and separately, is a state of where the laws are written to make it easy for the government rather than to support individual liberty. And that's exactly what we have now. It will become more obvious to people watching and listening to us now as these federal cops become more invasive in our lives. I think this will backfire on the Democrats, probably not soon enough to affect them in 2022, but certainly in 2024. So the deep state has been around since 1947 when Harry Truman created the CIA, which, by the way, is not allowed to get involved in law enforcement, is not allowed to spy on Americans. Tell that to Julian Assange's lawyers, who were spied on by the CIA in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They were forced, you almost have to chuckle at this, at its simplicity. They were forced to surrender their mobile devices when they walked into the embassy. The embassy handed them over to something called Subcover LLC, an American security firm, which somehow downloaded everything in there and shipped all the contents to the CIA. That, of course, is theft and a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. The CIA is in every state house in the United States, and they are in competition with the NSA to download every keystroke on your mobile phone and every keystroke on your desktop. All of it unlawful, all of it unconstitutional, all of it gets worse. Why does it get worse? Because the security state in the United States has all the dirt they need on members of Congress. So with the exception of a few, Ron Paul when he was in the Congress, Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Rand Paul from Kentucky, with the exception of just a handful, members of Congress are terrified of the deep state and always vote to reauthorize its powers and to increase its budgets. We're in a terrible state of affairs. The federal government is a monster. I think it will eventually fall of its own weight. It won't be able to pay its bills. It won't be able to pay these cops that work for it. But that's not going to happen tomorrow.
And by the way, you look 20 years younger. You didn't look bad before, but I don't know what's I'm not kissing your ass. Look at a fountain of youth that's happening. I am exhausted and look like I'm 70, though I'm like 48. But when I look at the slobs, though, so I'm saying I'm not perfect. But I'm in great shape compared to the slobs in these videos, like 400-pound dudes with their shirts hanging out with plastic guns preparing to raid everybody, 87,000. Like, what? That is just insane. Like, what is that?
There is no – well, taxation is theft, in my view. The government can charge a fee for its services, but it can't take your wealth from you without your consent. The Fifth Amendment prohibits that. It can't take wealth from you without compensating you for the wealth. But why these guys have to train for violence, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's is typical. Like, you look at it, looks like a Greyhound bus stop. I'm not being mean. Like a bunch of disheveled, cross-eyed slobs don't look like they know where they are, and they're training for war. I mean, that is crazy.
Well, your typical IRS agent is half cop, half accountant, and they don't show up with a gun. They show up with a badge, and you're allowed to have your accountant and your lawyer there. But if these guys are going to come with a gun, you're not going to have anybody there. I don't know why they need a gun, and I don't know what they're training for.
That's what I'm saying. They're all laughing and funny, like this is funny. If they were like crack troops, you know, the Stundstaffel, I wouldn't want their job. This looks insane.
Well, it is insane. Listen, Biden just signed the legislation the other day. The money for the 87,000 hasn't even been allocated. It's not even flowing to the IRS yet. So I don't know how this is happening, or exactly who these people are. But it's dangerous for the government to hire yet another police department. All of their police departments are unconstitutional, of the reasons I just articulated, and nobody knows what's going to come of this. I mean, do we really want an American public that's terrified of the government? Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? I guess this terror is coming. You and I have been warning about this for 20 or 30 years. Now it's on the doorstep.
Absolutely. Like, if I was a real dictator, I would be a little soft about this. Like, why are they trying to start a fight like this?
I don't get it. I also don't get how the Democrats, who, of course, and I have as many problems with the Republicans as I do with the Democrats, but not on this issue. Every single Republican in Congress voted against it to a person. I don't see what the Democrats think they're going to get out of this kind of terror. I understand when they want to take money from corporations. They don't understand that money ultimately comes from consumers and shareholders. They don't get that. They don't know economics 101. But I understand what they're trying to do. I don't understand why they want to terrorize the average middle-class American.
Well, yeah, if I wanted to turn people against me, I would do this. I mean, I'm no rocket science Chester Politano like you, but this is like, if I wanted to be hated, I would do this. We'll be right back.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name.
Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. We are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today, TheIronPatriot.com, and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest. He has his own podcast now. Find all that information on his site. We'll give that to you here right now. That is, for folks that are looking, judgenap.com and podcast Judging Freedom. But I was asking him during the break to answer this question for me before we hit all the other big Mar-a-Lago news and midterm election news and open border news. What would you, as somebody I really respect as not just a judge but a historian, what would you call this period of time America and the world is in right now?
Well, I would call America in a dysfunctional police state. The dysfunctional part addresses our social and cultural misery. You know, in New Jersey, the school teachers are required to tell 7-year-old girls you don't need a penis to be a boy. I mean, the fact that the government is forcing these words out of the mouths of school teachers and this terror into the minds of children makes it dystopian. It's a police state for the reasons that you and I discussed earlier. The laws are written in order to make it easier for the government to enforce them rather than to make it easier for us to express our individual liberties. The government pays only lip service to the Bill of Rights. But the malaise in the country, which has been heightened by Biden, Joe Biden didn't cause it. This has been going on, I think, since the George W. Bush years.
No, I agree, but he supercharged it.
Yes, he did. He absolutely, you're talking about Biden. He absolutely did. He absolutely has. It's not going to go away, unless and until, there's some sort of cataclysmic event or we can dial back the federal government. I mean, nearly everything local and state governments do, from surveillance to gender identity, comes down from the feds. The feds are the monsters here. And well over 90% of what they do is not authorized by the Constitution. My column this week addresses of Donald Trump as a victim of the Espionage Act. The Espionage Act of 1917 permitted the government to punish dissent. Now, the concept of punishing dissent would be antithetical to our founders, but we see it happening right before our eyes. The Espionage Act was used by President Woodrow Wilson to incarcerate Princeton students. You ready for this? For reading the Declaration of Independence aloud in front of draft offices. He was able to incarcerate them. They weren't put on trial. They were just put in jail for the duration of World War One. I see that coming back.
Absolutely. So what is this pervert tyranny or this pervert insanity of the sexualization of children? I mean, I don't know how you describe it. A political movement that is about targeting children and confusing their identity. I don't hate anybody for their identity. As adults, do what you want. I'm a libertarian like you, but the idea of the right. state getting in front of parents and children and trying to dictate children's proclivities just seems pedophilic to me.
This also goes back to Woodrow Wilson, in whose era the concept of mandatory attendance at mandatory government schools was created. The idea was to push a progressive agenda on the part of children so that children would grow up to be progressives, would grow up to be lefties. I mean, public schools are part of the government's tyranny, and they're a recipe for failure. They have guaranteed income, the taxpayers, guaranteed customers, the children, and very little competition. Their only competition is far more expensive than they are. The government schools shouldn't exist. Private schools would pop up on every street corner. You want to be an airplane mechanic, you go to this high school. You want to go to Princeton or Yale, you go to that high school. You want to go into the media, you go to that high school. But trying to turn pig's ears into silk purses by spending fortunes where people are forced so that they can receive an ideology that the progressives like is reprehensible.
And I totally agree with you. Let me ask you this question before you hit other issues. I don't mean to interrupt. How is it going for the left then? The woke corporate thing, they're canceling all these liberal movies, all these woke movies. Disney's canceling them. It seems like people are rejecting it. Am I wrong, or how would you quantify the current battle space of who's winning, who's losing?
Well, I live in the People's Republic of New Jersey where the left is winning. This is an assault on the family. They started out 100 years ago in the progressive government schools with an assault on the minds of children. It's now an assault on the family. I mean, imagine a family, two parents and three kids, where the seven-year-old girl comes home and says, I want to be a boy. Just imagine what that does to the family. If she were 27, I don't approve of this, but she could do what she wants. She owns her own body. But at age seven, for the government to be suggesting this. And by the way, if the school teachers don't suggest it in New Jersey, then the state withholds funds. And there are very, very few school systems that could survive in New Jersey without the state funds. So they really have a sort of Damocles.
And who could come up with this? The state getting involved in a child's development sexually. I mean, that is just, I mean, if I had a cousin or a grandfather or grandmother that tried to come tell my kids about what sex they were, I would kick them out of my house. But the government does it. We just roll over.
Look, the government can't deliver the mail. It can't fill potholes. It can't stop robocalls, but it's going to tell children how to change their genders. I mean, this is Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, trying to outdo his, what he thinks, future rival for the Democratic nomination for president. On the other part of the country, Gavin Newsom, for who can be the most outrageous or who can be the most patronizing to the hard left. Look, I've known Joe Biden for years. He was an adjunct faculty member at Delaware Law School when I was a full-time faculty member. The faculty laughed at him because he didn't have the mentality of a faculty member. The students liked him because he was a nice guy. He was a moderate Democrat. He's not today. Because without the hard left, without the AOCs and Phil Murphys and Gavin Newsoms, the Democrats are a minority party, and Joe wouldn't be able to get anything done. So he's allowed these people, at least when he was competent, mentally competent, he allowed these people to tug him very, very, very far to the left, which is where he is now. when the feds move hard left, the states and locals move hard left. You're a little bit more optimistic about this, Alex, than I am. There will come a tipping point when the public will recoil from it. I don't think we've reached that tipping point yet. If we had, we wouldn't have the 87,000 new IRS agents pulling up their pants because their Glocks weigh down their belts.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you that it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's just so cartoonish to watch this happening. What drives these people to do these type of behaviors? Now, you mentioned it during a break. I wasn't going to raise it, but I want to get into my case where I've been defaulted twice in Texas and in Connecticut. We gave them everything. They put it on in the court and then said I didn't give it to them. I want to get your view as a former judge and a political commentator watching this. And what the Democrats now saying, it's not about what he did questioning a shooting, which is out of context, but I apologize if it hurt people. They are literally saying, we're going to take him out and then take everybody else out that questions narratives. What does that mean, removing me from the debate when we come back? Because I've already said, yeah, I was wrong about that. Not what they said I said, but what I did say was wrong. But that's a separate issue.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
So I asked Judge Napolitano at the start of the hour what he wanted to hit. We're going to hit a bunch of those subjects. Our Mar-a-Lago raid, the Ukraine situation, the IRS, so much more. But he wanted to get into this subject, and that's the subject of my defaults. We gave the Texas George Soros judge, who's got two lawsuits she's running against us, everything. They put it on during the court. We gave the Connecticut judge that, but they defaulted us, so we're already guilty, and a jury decides how guilty we are. And then once I'm in these hearings, it just gets more insane. But then in closing arguments, 2 weeks ago, when the first show trial ended with $40-plus million in damages, which is capped in Texas at like $5 million, they let it all out. They said, we want to take him out, take his bullhorn away, shut him down, and we're going to take out Fox News and Tucker Carlson next. And they went on TV and said it. So I'm not going to bore you with all the clips again, but here's just a few of them saying they're going to cut up the corpse of InfoWars and send a message to silence us. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
We're not going to be spending 2 years going up to the Texas Supreme Court or whatever. Nobody's going to waste their money doing that. We're going to this bankruptcy court. And those claims are going to have to get valued and resolved in that bankruptcy estate. And when we have a litigable basis to potentially wrap this case up for years and then ultimately collect our entire punitive damage argument, yeah, there's going to be a resolution made onto what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at, and the Posner claims are valued at, and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receiver's going to do. It's going to get interesting from here on out.
If a lawyer like you with a pet judge can make up a bunch of lies, who knows what you can do? So, Judge Napolitano, watching this from afar, what's your view of it?
Well, I would have interrupted I doubt that they would have let me preside on your trial, but I would have interrupted that closing argument about take him out, shut him down, and silence him. That's not the function of the jury. The First Amendment prohibits the government. That's all three branches of the government, executive, legislative, and judicial, from silencing speech. The government has to be out of the business of speech. The issue before that Texas jury was not your words. The issue before that Texas jury was the alleged harm that these plaintiffs suffered. My beef is with the Connecticut court, which allowed a case to go to default. It should have been dismissed on summary judgment, which your lawyers quite properly moved for and lost. And now, why did they lose? They lost because Connecticut is the only state in the union in which you can be sued for expressing an opinion. You expressed an opinion. Whether it's groundless or not, it's an opinion. Opinions are protected speech. The Supreme Court has ruled on that countless times.
And Maddow and Tucker Carlson have argued that and had cases dismissed.
Correct.
But they changed the law in Connecticut to suit the people who hate Alex Jones. And that is reprehensible, but that's what happened, and you suffered because of it. You will eventually triumph because you resonate with a huge portion of the population who love what you say and respect what you say. Your candor and your honesty expressed in an innocent and truthful and sincere way on the stand. I'm just saying this because I like you and because we work together, but it's true. In Austin has resonated all across the ideological battlefield. But the greatest wrong was done by the Connecticut courts that allowed a lawsuit to proceed to judgment based on opinion. Because opinion was protected speech in all 50 states. It's now protected only in 49. Texas should not have held the damages hearing because it was enforcing a judgment that is not recognizable or enforceable in Texas, because in Texas, where you live and work and where that trial took place for 2 weeks, opinions are protected. That's your best argument, in my view, on appeal. I don't have to tell your lawyers the argument. They know the case better than I do, and they probably know the law as well as I do. But the Constitution is on your side. The Constitution still prevails in Texas, Alex.
Well, I'm just frustrated because I'm not perfect. The internet didn't believe it happened. I covered it a few times. Then Hillary ran against Trump on it and made this big thing. It's not who I am. I barely ever even covered it. But I came and said, I believe your kids died. I'm sorry, but I, under Texas law, Judge, you have to say somebody's name. They ignored the statute of limitations. They ignored that they never asked for a retraction. They ignored that I never said their name. They just don't care.
Well, what they care about is harming Alex Jones and the people who articulate the same views, whether it's Tucker Carlson or me or whoever it might be. And now the media has a target on its back because the at least in one state, Connecticut, and ratified in Texas of all places, where you can really say whatever you want, you can be punished for expressing an opinion. And that is just...
And you hit a very sophisticated point. I'm not going to tell Inside Baseball. It was an off-record meeting. But representatives of a former president came here 4 years ago. And they said, just roll over. We're going to defeat you. It was a Republican president. This is a done deal. You should just accept this. We're going to set the Democrats up. And once they take you down, they'll all be taken down. And now I see it was actually true. They tried to get me to join them. I didn't. Don't the Democrats, the New York Times, get that the famous New York Times Sullivan case is about to be overturned by this?
You know, it's reprehensible. The two members of the court, both of whom I admire, they were on the right side on abortion and carry, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Neil Gorsuch, have criticized Times against Sullivan. The Republicans brought this about. Times against Sullivan, even though the ultimate victory is to the New York Times of all places, it was an ad published in the Times. It wasn't an editorial of the Times that triggered the lawsuit.
Exactly. So why would the left be undermining their own protection?
They're short-sighted. Why would the left get the courts, persuade the courts in Connecticut to get rid of the protection for opinions? And that can be used against them at some point in the future. If Times against Sullivan goes, The lawsuits against media figures will go through the roof, and it will silence us. It will chill us. It will give us pause before we express an opinion. It will prevent us from being robust. Either that, or we'll be paying extraordinary insurance premiums for defamation insurance protection. It will profoundly upset the freedom of speech in this country if Times against Sullivan goes, or if other states start mimicking what Connecticut did in order to attack conservatives and libertarians. Because at some point, I hate to say this, the conservatives and libertarians will do the same thing to the lefties. It shouldn't be done to either. The country was founded on the freedom of speech, on the government staying the hell out of the business of speech. An idea rises or falls by its rationality and whether the listeners accept its rationality. It doesn't rise or fall by what the government says about it.
I totally agree. And I shot my mouth off a few times And later they went back and found where I made a mistake and blew it all up. And then they're the ones saying all this damage is me. They're the ones promoting it more using my name. It's like a form of identity theft. So let's shift gears, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and let's talk about the Mar-a-Lago raid, the midterms, the FBI. Where is this all going? Straight ahead with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Be sure and visit his website. It's excellent. Find his podcast at judgenap.com.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest here before Paul Joseph Watson takes over the fourth hour here in about 12 minutes. Judge, big picture, where America is right now. I asked you earlier, the Trump raid, where you think all this is going. What is your view on that?
First, Alex, some breaking news on the Trump aid. Federal Judge Bruce Reinhart, that's the federal judge in Florida who signed the search warrant, just ruled that a redacted version of the affidavit submitted by FBI agents will be released. They just had 2 hours worth of oral argument at Judge Reinhart's courtroom, and much to everybody's surprise, he's going to release a redacted version. What does that mean? That means that the DOJ has until a week from today to black out the portions of the affidavit that they believe would reveal the identity of their witnesses and their sources. Remember, there's an undercover source here. There's either an undercover FBI agent that works at Mar-a-Lago and Trump's people don't know it, or there's somebody in Trump's employ at Mar-a-Lago who's been speaking to the FBI and Trump's people don't know it. So all identifying materials will be blacked out. In my opinion, when the government does this, the affidavit release is meaningless because all proper names will be blacked out and there'll be very, very little there to go. Somebody like I am, who signed hundreds of these and looked at hundreds of them, could probably figure out a lot of what's under the blacking out, but not the proper names. So this is a partial victory for the media. This was not requested by Trump's lawyers. He doesn't have lawyers in the case yet. It was requested by all the major media outlets. So everybody's going to be waiting for bated breath until next Thursday to see what parts of the affidavit the judge releases. At this point, it's the judge versus the DOJ. It's not the DOJ versus the media. The judge and the DOJ will hassle and haggle over what's going to be redacted and what's not. Ultimately, of course, the judge will prevail. Remember how this started. The FBI presented an affidavit to Judge Reinhart demonstrating that it is more likely than not that a crime was committed, and it is more likely than not that there's evidence of that crime in Trump's home. Whatever was in the affidavit, supplemented by the Q&A, the question and answer that the judge himself put to the FBI agent, which was stenographically recorded, persuaded the judge to agree with the DOJ that a crime was committed and inside Trump's house was evidence of the crime. All of that is laid out in great detail, not only what the FBI knew, but how it knew it. How did the FBI know there were top secret materials inside his safe? Some human being that the FBI demonstrated was reliable must have told them that.
Sure, but under federal law, correct me if I'm wrong, if you've got 30 million documents over at Obama's house and a president can supposedly classify whatever they want, and Trump was in negotiations with the National Archives, this whole thing seems like a red herring to me.
This whole thing is the security state, sometimes called the deep state, continuing to go after Trump. Look, Trump was the head of the executive branch for 4 years. He knows what the federal government is like. He knows what federal law enforcement and federal intel community did to him in those 4 years. Unfortunately, in those 4 years, he reauthorized them against the advice of the person speaking to you right now, Alex. He and I talked about this. Mr. President, don't sign that legislation. This is the very same authority under which they spied on you back when you were candidate Trump. Nevertheless, he signed that stuff and he increased their budgets, and it's now coming back to bite him. I don't know what's in Obama's home. The National Archives says they have everything they want. But let's face it, they're after Trump because they hate him. And if he had top secret materials in there, those things that he declassified, you ready for this, Alex? Joe Biden could have reclassified them as top secret without Trump even knowing about it, thereby making their possession another crime on top of the ones.
Exactly.
Which
so
Trump
let me ask you this. What do you predict for the Democrats? I mean, They're so desperate. Everybody's turning against them. What do you think is going to happen?
You and I have rejoiced over the Supreme Court opinion on abortion and the right to carry. I think those opinions can be used against Republicans and in favor of the Democrats. I think the Democrats are going to do better in 2022 than they thought they were. The $750 billion spending bill is just crowing rights. It's going to make everything worse. You can't spend your way out of inflation. You can only save your way, spend less, or reduce inflation. I mean, spending your way out of inflation is like putting a fire out with gasoline. It's absurd. So I don't think that is going to affect the voters in any positive way. It will give the Dems crowing rights because of its socialistic aspects, which puts a cap on certain drug prices and things
like
that.
Sure, so separately, what do you make of Liz Cheney believing she would win, losing by 30-plus points, saying she's going to run for president?
Delusional. Delusional. That neocon mentality that was manifested by George W. and by her father isn't even embraced by the Republican Party anymore. I mean, there's a couple of neocons left. She's one of them. I think she demonstrated a lot of courage on the January 6th committee, but she does not have her finger on the pulse of the Republican Party.
How could the political establishment be so blind with the FBI raids on and FBI events at school meetings and open borders? And I mean, if I was the Democratic Party and I wanted to commit suicide, Judge Napolitano, I would do what they're doing.
I think you're right. I think they are fearful of the hard left. They're fearful of AOC and her crew and all the progressives all over the country. They're the mayor of Chicago, a former federal prosecutor, arguably the most dangerous city in the country because she won't let the police do their jobs. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are afraid that by losing the base that those people represent, they will lose their majority. So they're basically going to push guns, abortion, and fear of Trump's return as their three issues.
Well, that was my last question. Where are you on Trump versus DeSantis? What do you think of both men?
Well, I think DeSantis would be the better candidate. Because he's Trump in a bad suit. He doesn't dress as well as Trump. He's also Trump without the personality, baggage, and character flaws. I know I'm going to hear about this. Trump's been my friend for 35 years. I'm only an acquaintance of Governor DeSantis. Right now, I think he's the stronger candidate. I might feel differently in a year.
I mean, I think DeSantis is stronger, and I'm not on some junket here for Trump or DeSantis. I'm not connected to either one of them. I just think DeSantis seems more reasonable, more less polarizing.
Yes. Yes. And more appealing to independents and Democrats. You know, Trump can have 80%, 90% of the Republican Party. That's not even half of what he needs to get elected. He's got to appeal to Democrats and independents, and DeSantis does that far better. You know, we'll know in early November. DeSantis is going to be reelected. It needs to be a landslide, and my guess is it will be.
All right, Judge Napolitano, judgenap.com. Judging Freedom is the podcast. Judge Andrew Napolitano on YouTube. Thank you so much. Amazing hour, sir.
One last thing, if I could. Judging Freedom in 15 minutes at 3:15 Eastern. A great military mind, Colonel Doug McGregor, about how wrong we are to be physically present in Ukraine.
I want to hear about that. Join us again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. This is independent thought. This is unscripted. This is real. These are real men and women, real callers, real guests having real discussions. The system does not like this. They want to give out talking points to Brian Stelter and have him then repeat them. That's not happening. This is real. And you're backing reality here. So thank you for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is back in stock, 50% off. So good for your immune system. Everybody needs it for your overall body health. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. are about to end the sale on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Vitamineral Fusion and X2. Those sales are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, hour number four with Paul Joseph Watson straight ahead.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Summit.me studios in United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the 18th of August 2022. It is the Summit News Hour. Absolute raft, deluge of news stories to get through over the course of the next hour. Let's give you a little smorgasbord of what we've got coming up over the space of the next 60 minutes. Well, in London, a city that I moved out of about 6 months ago, get out of the big cities, we've had six murders in the space of 4 days. A couple of days ago, there was an 87-year-old pensioner, apparently a pillar of the community, who was suddenly stabbed to death, hacked to death on the street in broad daylight in West London. This was a guy who collected for charity. His neighbours said he was a top guy. They released the identity of the suspect last night, and thankfully he has now been caught. Of course, when they released the identity of the suspect, BBC News described not the color of his skin, not what he actually looked like, but the color of the clothes he was wearing when he murdered the 87-year-old man. That was really helpful. But then a twist in the story today, which I'm going to get into in the next segment, is London Mayor Sadiq Khan has cracked the case. He knows the motivation behind this brutal stabbing, and we're going to tell you what that motivation is. Meanwhile, monkeypox is still raging in more ways than one, at gay pride parades for one, at gay saunas, at gay bathhouses. And also in the news, we've had a man who basically his nose rotted because he caught monkeypox. He caught a couple of other things as well, which he failed to tell the doctors about at first. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into NBC News reporting that they're now saying that it's not just close contact that's fueling the spread of monkeypox. It's sex between men. We already knew that, basically. 98% of cases were gay men who have had sex with other men. Also, though, we've had a new case of a dog being infected with monkeypox. A dog that apparently shared a bed with a gay couple in Paris. Just shared a bed, though. I mean, the fact that it had, quote, anal ulcerations is nothing to do with it. It just shared a bed. And then, of course, we ask the question, why have 9 children tested positive for monkeypox in the United States if it almost exclusively spreads between gay men? And why are they not being investigated by Child Protective Services? Meanwhile, back in the UK, we have a riot at a hotel. Of course, I've spoken about this many times before. The UK government is spending £5 million of taxpayer money every single day on housing illegal immigrants who get here in dinghies from France, waving around iPhones, complaining about the spotty Wi-Fi service. Putting them up in hotels, well, apparently that's not now good enough for the war-torn refugees who are demanding that they get sent to better cities with better hotel facilities. Yes, that's not good enough for them. 3 big incidents in France, once again proving that diversity is a strength, including an American tourist who was raped in a toilet. Again, that's basically got no headlines whatsoever, either in Europe or the United States. We also have the winter of discontent, of course, coming with the energy crisis and the cost of living riots, which more and more experts are predicting, both in Germany and in the United Kingdom. We had an alarming prediction the other day from a top official in Germany about what is about to happen on that front. And the people potentially behind the unrest, or at least behind the protests, once their bills triple, quadruple, now being demonized as domestic extremists by people within the German government. We're also going to get into an absolutely bizarre clip, which is based on a new book by an author who says he's very concerned about the spread of racism. And the plot line for this novel, this work of fiction, is white people completely disappearing off the face of the earth, and that being a benefit for society. Yes, this is an anti-racism message, apparently. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Vadi's ultimate turmeric formula.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, some are predicting a summer of rage in the major cities in Europe as a result of the cost of living crisis. But we're already seeing murderous rage on the streets of London over the course of the past week, with 6 deaths in the space of 4 days, 6 murders, the most high profile being this 87-year-old pensioner. Headline here out of BBC News, Greenford mobility scooter killing, man arrested over stabbing. Man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after the stabbing of a grandfather on a mobility scooter in West London. 87-year-old Thomas O'Halloran, apparently, again, as I said before the break, a pillar of the community, raised money for charity on the regular. Knifed to death in broad daylight in Greenford, West London at 4 in the afternoon on Tuesday. Now, they arrested the man the next day. The police put out the call for people to identify him on social media. Quite rare for the Met Police because they're normally too busy devoting their resources to have their officers dance at gay pride parades and handcuff people, arrest people for mean tweets. But thankfully, the Metropolitan Police did actually put out a picture of the culprit who is now being arrested. Problem with it being that when the BBC reported this, the big, basically state broadcaster in the United Kingdom, for hours on end after the police released the image of this suspect, not only did the BBC not include the picture of the murderer at the top of the news story, or indeed anywhere in the news story, this is the description that they published of the perpetrator after this brutal murder. Quote, he is described as wearing grey shorts, a dark coloured t-shirt, a white baseball cap, and white patterned builder-style gloves. Now, bear in mind, this culprit knifed an 87-year-old man to death. The picture of him released by the police shows the blood still on his gloves. Are we supposed to believe that he didn't change his frigging clothing in the 24 hours, the 48 hours after that? Why are they telling us the color of his clothes, which is obviously going to change, and not the color of his skin? Not his description in general, his ethnicity. They completely left it out of the report. Thankfully, he's now being arrested, no thanks to the BBC. But again, they literally told us what color his gloves were that he used to carry out the murder with bloodstains on them, like he'd still be wearing them the next frigging day. Absolutely incredible. Again, one of six murders in the past 4 days in London. I'm sure the Metropolitan Police have all their resources devoted to it, and they're not too busy dancing at gay pride parades and filing non-hate crime incidents for mean tweets, which we've seen many times before. 3,000 Brits arrested a year for mean tweets. But then we had the intervention of the much vaunted Mayor of London, Mr. Part and Parcel, Sadiq Khan, who apparently has now cracked the case. He's figured out why this spate of murders is happening over the past week in London. Headline here out of LBC. Sadiq Khan blames London's rise in violent crime on, wait for it, longer days, school holidays, and the heat wave. Yes, that's what he actually said. Quote, I'm afraid this summer we are seeing what we feared, which is an increase in violent crime. There are longer daylight hours, school holidays, a heat wave, and so forth. Bear in mind, this was a press conference given in specific relation to the murder of the 87-year-old man on the mobility scooter. He literally blamed school holidays for this murder carried out by a 44-year-old man. Of course, it's the school holidays. He blamed the hot summer weather. It wasn't even hot on Tuesday. In fact, it's been cold the entire week throughout the country. He blamed the summer heat wave. The heat wave ended last week. I don't even know why I'm justifying this by saying the heat wave ended last week, but it did anyway. And again, he blamed the fact that the sun comes up a bit earlier and goes down a bit later at this time of year. That's apparently the motivation behind all these murders. Of course, the sun changes in August. You actually get shorter days in August, as we know, compared to June, July. But, you know, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that was his motivation. He was angered at the school holidays. Maybe too many kids running around, places too busy. Maybe that motivated the murder. He was angered. He was flustered. He was irritated at the hot weather, the heat wave, despite the fact that it wasn't hot. And he was angered about the fact that it's too bright in the morning. Case closed, Sadiq Khan, hot on the trail of the motivation behind the murder. Thanks for that, Sadiq. And of course, he failed to even address this horrific situation for hours on end on social media. He was too busy tweeting about hosepipe bans in the United Kingdom and sharing his opinion on the American Inflation Reduction Act. Yes, he was actually talking about that. Let's go to monkeypox now, though, because this continues to rage in more ways than one. Go to this video first, and then I'm going to come back and talk about the recent revelation about what is actually spreading monkeypox. This video is called Man's Nose Rots Due to Monkeypox. Here's the clip.
One of the most shocking monkeypox cases so far. 40-year-old German man's nose is literally rotting. After the man visited a doctor, he was initially told the spot on his nose was just sunburn.
Yeah, that ain't it, Chief. This is what his nose looks like now.
Factor 50 wouldn't have done much to stop that, would it? The medical journal Infection reports that the man's nose started to turn black. He then developed pus-filled sores all over his body, which were particularly severe around his penis and mouth. The unnamed man was then tested for monkeypox and given antivirals to combat the virus. While at the hospital, he was also tested for various sexually transmitted illnesses for the first time, he told doctors, which revealed he also had undiagnosed syphilis and HIV.
Lovely stuff.
His syphilis had gone so long undetected that it spread to multiple organs. Meanwhile, tests confirmed that his HIV infection had developed into AIDS. Turns out the HIV had completely shut down his body's immune response, causing his nose to undergo necrosis, the death of body tissue.
Ugh.
Given that 98% of monkeypox cases are amongst gay men, and the early major monkeypox outbreaks were traced back to a gay sauna in Spain and a fetish festival in Belgium, did he at any point consider stopping having sex with gay men?
Doesn't look like it.
Earlier this week, we learned of the first ever dog to be infected with monkeypox. The dog caught the virus after, quote, sharing a bed with a gay couple in Paris and subsequently being found suffering from a, quote, anal ulceration. Just sharing a bed, eh? Okay. At first, the WHO said summer festivals should be limited to stop the spread of monkeypox, but then immediately clarified this didn't apply to gay pride festivals, which should go full steam ahead. But hey, while we were all under de facto house arrest at the height of COVID, prevented from attending family funerals, prevented from travelling, working, walking our dogs, hundreds of thousands of BLM protesters were given the green light to congregate in huge numbers in major cities. So don't expect to see many gay pride marches being cancelled in the near future. Now, bear in mind, the first monkeypox patient to go public a couple of months ago, the first Brit at least to go public, gave an interview saying how he caught the virus after having sex with around 10 new partners in the space of one holiday in Dubai. This German man with his nose rotted off had HIV, syphilis, and monkeypox, and he continued having sex with gay men. What a great lifestyle, especially to promote to children. That's a really healthy lifestyle to promote to kids, isn't it? Meanwhile, NBC News reports sex between men, not skin contact, is fueling monkeypox, which is quite interesting because, as I mentioned in the video, we had the first dog that was diagnosed with monkeypox. They traced the exact strain of the virus, its exact genetic identity, to its owners, a man aged 44 and his partner aged 27, who had also, of course, developed monkeypox. Now, they're saying that it can't just be spread in close proximity. They're now saying that's incredibly rare. They're saying basically you can only spread it by having sex with people. And this dog's being infected. It has anal ulcerations after, quote, sharing a bed, the media called it, with this gay couple. It didn't just share a bed. They shagged the dog. Let's be honest. Can we be explicit about this? And I'm going to come back and talk about how this gets even sicker after the break. Don't go away.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
DNA Force Plus. After almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. Sold out for 7 months, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible, and what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the first monkeypox patient to go public continued having sex with gay men on his holiday in Dubai, despite being infected with the virus. The man in Germany, who was infected with HIV, syphilis, and monkeypox to the point where his nose was rotting off, continued to have sex with gay men and spread the virus. Wiener, the state senator in California, the same guy who said you should stop at home and not attend your own family's funeral, he says that despite the health emergency declared there, gay men should continue to engage in sex party orgies. Despite declaring a public health emergency in San Francisco, authorities there have told gay men that they should still participate in gay orgies. The first dog infected with monkeypox was fell victim to that virus after, quote, sharing a bed with a gay couple. It had anal ulcerations. NBC News reports that sex between men, not skin contact, is fueling the monkeypox spread. Is that a healthy lifestyle to promote to children? I would suggest not, given the proclivities of this lifestyle, given that even being infected with up to three viruses at one time, they still continue that behavior. I would suggest that maybe exposing children to drag queens and this kind of lifestyle, this LGBT movement, probably isn't the best idea. Let's just put it that way. Information Liberation reports, NBC News reports, sex between men, not skin contact, is fueling monkeypox. It says since the onset of the monkeypox outbreak in May, Public health and infectious disease experts have told the public that the virus is largely transmitted through skin-to-skin contact. But again, the WHO, of course, came out and said 3 months ago, maybe we should start to look at cancelling summer festivals. And within about 2 days, they said, oh, but not gay pride parades. No. Again, in this country, we literally had drones patrolling the skies, watching for people walking their dogs outside. But if you wanted to go into central London with 20,000 other people and attend a Black Lives Matter rally, go right ahead. So again, the gay pride parades are going ahead. The multiple sex partners are going ahead. They're literally telling gay people to continue attending gay orgies. Despite now saying that it's sex in the vast majority of cases that transmits this virus and not just close contact or not even close contact at all. It's specifically sex. Now a dog's got it. Gee, I wonder what happened there. What's even more concerning is this. ABC News. Ninth child in US tests positive for monkeypox. A child in Oregon has tested positive for monkeypox, state health officials announced Wednesday, marking the ninth reported pediatric case in the US. It says we have a known connection to a previously diagnosed case. This child did not get the virus at school, childcare, or another community setting. Right, okay. So monkeypox is only spreading from anal sex, basically they're now telling us. Nine children are infected with it, and these health officials are saying children didn't get it at school, childcare, or another community setting. Gee, I wonder where they got it from then. Can you take a wild guess? And why aren't Child Protective Services cracking down hard? American Hospital Association reports, FDA does not recommend screening blood donors for monkeypox. Food and Drug Administration said it does not recommend screening or testing blood donors for the monkeypox virus, given the robustness of existing safeguards for blood safety. Apparently, that might be homophobic. So maybe if you live in Germany, you may get a blood transfusion from this guy who had HIV, syphilis, and monkeypox to the point where his nose rotted off. You may get his blood in a transfusion, but that's okay. Because even questioning that might be homophobic. Valiant News reports abstaining from gay sex not a realistic option for monkeypox. That's Duke University nursing dean Vincent Guillermo Ramos, the dean of the Duke University School of Nursing, argued that telling gay men to abstain from sex was not a realistic option for preventing monkeypox. And again, just like telling Black Lives Matter protesters to abstain from congregating in numbers of hundreds of thousands in major cities at the height of the first COVID outbreak, that apparently wasn't a realistic option either, because systemic racism is more of a threat than COVID. Meanwhile, here in the UK, and we're going to go to this video now, it's called No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. Migrants arriving on boats from France with iPhones are now complaining about the hotel accommodation and the free cash that they're being given by our government. Here's the clip.
Well, I'm sure Britain's 230,000 homeless people, many of whom are forced to sleep cold on the streets, would be absolutely delighted if they were offered a free long-term hotel room. But apparently that's just not good enough for many of the illegal immigrants who are being handed the same taxpayer-funded freebie by our government. Refugees staged a rooftop protest at the Milton Hilltop Hotel in Carlisle. They also smashed windows of nearby buildings. And despite the Home Office pointing out that they were free to come and go as they pleased, the migrants claimed they were being treated like prisoners. Prisoners with access to a large swimming pool and comfortable double beds. The actual reason for the protest was revealed in an interview with one of the migrants. Quote, "It's all about wanting to change the hotel that we're staying at. We want the government to send us to another city. It doesn't matter what city it is, just anywhere else. We've all just got so much depression and anxiety from staying here." Right, so in other words, these desperate refugees from war-torn, brutalized countries can't handle living in a hotel, having all their needs catered to,
in Carlisle. I mean, I know they say it's grim up north, but it's not that bad. Talk about ungrateful. They don't get to go on their jollies in London, so they start rioting. All asylum seekers in hotels are provided with full board accommodation, 3 meals a day served, as well as all other essentials, including cash payment, said the Home Office. Not good enough. Only a suite at the Ritz and free front row tickets to see the Lion King will suffice. Another migrant didn't even bother to wait until he arrived at his free hotel to show his disdain. Having landed on a small boat from France, the migrant, no doubt upset at the spotty cell phone service or something, launched a frenzied attack on a coach driver and a female Border Force officer. Border Force officers, security guards and drivers fear these attacks will escalate and someone will end up dead, one official told the Daily Mail. Everyone who works on the South Coast knows that this is an absolute nightmare waiting to happen. Last month it was revealed that some migrants who arrived in boats were carrying guns and other weapons. They weren't even fingerprinted or photographed and just disappeared into the population. We saw how the Paris culprit slipped into Europe via the refugee red carpet. It could happen here. And the government just keeps inviting them in, providing a free taxi service and then free hotel rooms at a cost of £5 million a day. Over 20,000 migrants have arrived in small boats so far this year, already surpassing the number who had arrived at the same point last year. Meanwhile, the media continues to call them refugees, despite 4 out of 10 being from Albania, which is at peace, and many others from countries like Iran and elsewhere that aren't at war. They get here, they get free hotel accommodation, free food, free cash, and they still whine and complain about it. Now, when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about alarming predictions about energy riots in Europe this winter. Summit.news. We'll be back. Don't go away.
DNA Force Plus. After almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin real fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are back and we are not looking forward to a winter of discontent in Europe in relation to energy costs, the cost of living crisis, inflation. Of course, many of these European countries, in addition to supporting the current thing and prolonging that war, at the expense of their own people entering poverty, they've also pursued disastrous green energy policies that have left them completely dependent on Russian gas, for example, which is now being cut off. Headline here out of Breitbart, Sweden electricity prices up 400% from 2021. They're talking about at least triple percentage rises in the United Kingdom. Your gas electricity bill tripling over the course of the next 3 months. Swedish electricity prices have increased 400% since last year, but at least they got to fly their little Ukrainian flags and feel smug about themselves. Germany could face power grid collapse due to soaring demand for electric heaters. We've been hot on this subject for several months now. Of course, a couple of months ago, we had Germans panic buying firewood and stoves because they fear their energy, their gas being cut off in the winter. Of course, we now have landlord associations telling Germans, because they've all installed smart meters, that their thermostat will be remotely controlled and they won't be able to put it above 19 degrees Celsius in winter. Of course, we've seen that in other countries as well. We've seen Italy impose similar measures. We've seen Spain say that they won't be able to have their thermostats below 27 degrees in summer in anticipation of these massive energy shortages. Well, now Germany could be facing blackouts and the collapse of the power grid this winter after citizens began panic buying electric heaters over fears of gas supplies being cut off. However, Peter Lautz, the boss of Stadtwerke's Wiesbaden Netz utility company, told public broadcaster ZDF that this would place a massive strain on the country's energy grid. So he's saying that because these electric heaters use between 1,000 and 3,000 watts of energy, that is going to crash the power grid in Germany, especially if they all switch them on at the same time when it gets cold in winter, which it, despite global warming, inevitably will. They bought 600,000 electric heaters, Germans did, in the first half of 2022 alone. That's a 35% increase on normal numbers. And again, that's only going to increase as we head into autumn and winter. He said blackouts would not just hit private households, but also affect German infrastructure, including cash payment systems, mobile phone networks, and street lighting. The solution is apparently to switch to smart meters, which can, again, be remotely controlled to prevent a collapse of the power grid. They're talking about creating warm-up spaces in major cities, repurposing sports arenas and exhibition halls,
to have people congregate and gather because they can't afford to pay their heating bills and they're just going to get turned off. Let's go to this video now, because another official in Germany is predicting the response to this, which in his words will be riots on a scale that they haven't seen in potentially a generation. This video is called An Alarming Prediction. Let's roll it.
Well, I hope you're preparing for what's coming this winter, because it's getting grimmer by the day. We're not just talking about energy price hikes. We're not just talking about people's bills getting more expensive. We're talking about the power being turned off completely for God knows how long. Even the New York Times is talking about a physical absence of energy for Europe this winter. I don't think many Americans appreciate just how tense and tenuous, how very touch and go the energy situation in Europe is right now, wrote David Wallace Wells. In recent weeks, the prospects have begun to look darker. Dr. Tatiana Matrova states it even more starkly. She says it's, quote, wartime. There is something that European politicians and consumers didn't want to admit for quite a long time. It sounds terrible, but that's the reality. In wartime, the economy is mobilized. The decisions are made by the governments, not the free market. This is the case for Europe this winter. And German official Stephen Kramer just made an alarming prediction. He says that energy rationing and gas shortages in Europe will lead to mass protests and riots. According to Kramer, the unrest will make the anti-lockdown demonstrations look like, quote, a children's birthday party in comparison to what is coming. If the crisis scenarios described at the beginning of the energy crisis, supply crisis, economic crisis, worldwide famine, with the subsequent migration crisis and the possible expansion of the Ukraine war continue to escalate almost simultaneously, then we will have to deal with a high probability of a situation that threatens the existence of larger parts, especially the stability anchor middle class, in our society. Germany is, of course, completely dependent on Russian energy. Before the war began, Germany imported 55% of its gas from Russia, along with a third of its oil and 45% of its coal. Now Germans are being told their thermostats will be remote controlled, and they're telling them not to shower and not to drive their own cars as they prepare to inflict energy rationing on the population. And they can blame Vladimir Putin until the cows come home. But NATO is equally to blame for creating the conditions that led to the invasion of Ukraine. Western governments and the media are to blame for pushing and implementing disastrous green energy policies. Renewable resources which are pathetically incapable of filling the gap left by coal and nuclear plants, which are being shut down by our governments left, right and centre. They've left us desperately dependent on an industry that isn't fit for purpose. Our living standards, our quality of life is being deliberately dismantled in the name
of supporting the current thing.
And it will almost certainly lead to, this winter, people freezing to death, while many go hungry and others take their anger to the streets.
So we've got all this legitimate concern amongst Germans about the fact that their gas, their electricity is going to be cut off by the authorities, by the energy companies, this winter, because Russia is going to use that weapon against them because they support the current thing too hard. Genuine concerns of people with genuine worries about entering into literal poverty, fuel poverty, as a result of these blackouts and soaring energy bills. But how have authorities in Germany responded to that genuine concern? Well, by labeling these people as domestic extremists. Germany could face power grid collapse due to soaring demand for electric heaters, again emphasizing that it is a genuine concern. They're being told to wear warmer sweaters. They're being told to take fewer showers. They're being told not to drive their cars. Legitimate worries. And yet German official trashes cost of living protesters as, quote, enemies of the state. He says they're extremists who want to overthrow the government. This is the interior minister of the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, Herbert Ruhl, who says that anti-mandatory vax and anti-lockdown demonstrators have found a new cause, the energy crisis. Well, no, it's everybody's cause. Doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. If you can't pay your gas bill, you can't pay your gas bill. And of course, there's a cross-section between anti-lockdown demonstrators, because that's a huge portion of the population. But with an interview, Ruhl revealed that German security services were keeping an eye on, quote, extremists who plan to infiltrate the protests. And of course, they're blaming the Telegram Messenger app because German authorities have been trying to ban the Telegram Messenger app because it's outside of regime control, basically, for months and months and months. So a useful scapegoat to wrap it all up in that too. He said, you can already tell from those who are out there, the protesters no longer talk about coronavirus or vaccination. Again, both legitimate concerns as well. If you live in the real world and aren't a regime apparatchik, but they're now misusing people's worries and fears in other fields. It's almost like something new enemies of the state are establishing themselves. Again, he's openly, brazenly demonizing millions of Germans who face the very real threat of power grid failures, energy blackouts, entering into fuel poverty, throwing them under a bus and basically saying no. They're actually all extremists and dangerous conspiracy theories. Absolutely vile, vile rhetoric. Summit.news, we'll be back.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, we saw another example of white privilege in action this week in America with this headline. Minneapolis Teachers Union demands white teachers get fired first. Yes, that is their white privilege to be given the boot first. Because the teachers union has demanded that white teachers be fired first in the event of budget cuts in the name of advancing diversity. After the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers and MPS struck a deal on March 25th to end a 14-day teacher strike, the two sides drew up and ratified a new collective bargaining agreement, which basically said, if you're a white teacher in that district, despite the fact that non-white teachers are almost exactly represented as to their percentage of demographics in that area per capita, the white teachers need to go anyway. Why? Well, because they're white. They have historically oppressed non-white people, despite the fact that them and their ancestors weren't even born when they claim those things happened. If you're white, it ain't all right, and you have to go. Of course, in the United Kingdom over the past few days, we've had a similar controversy with the Navy or the Royal Air Force now saying that they're not going to hire white men. Basically, there's a block on hiring white men because they need to fill diversity quotas. Russia and China are, of course, laughing. Another person who has very strong opinions about this, apparently, is an author who is very concerned about the rise of racism, wants to send an anti-racism message, and has done so by writing a fictional novel in which white people completely vanish from the planet Earth, and it's a good thing. And he's an anti-racist. Let's go to this clip now. This is called What Did He Say? Let's roll it.
Author Mohsin Hamid says he's concerned about
the rise of, you know, overtly racist discourse in many places.
So he's written a novel based on the concept of white people disappearing from the planet altogether. Strange form of anti-racism there, mate. Hamid's book is called The Last White Man. And as a white man wakes to find that he has turned a deep and undeniable brown. Similar metamorphoses begin to be reported throughout the country and violence ensues as pale-skinned militants stalk the streets. After a period of unrest, a kind of calm settles once the majority of the population in The Last White Man has darkened. At the end of the book, Hamid fast forwards to a time when whiteness is a distant memory. Hamid said part of the motivation for him writing the book was white people being mean to him after 9/11. And during an interview with Sky News, the author came out with this perler.
What other way is there of living? How might that be? What is the, in a sense, racial apocalypse where everybody becomes brown? And maybe that racial apocalypse isn't an apocalypse at all. Maybe it's the beginning of something, you know, better.
Okay. The world vastly improving off the back of an entire ethnic group being wiped out. What kind of reminds me of a particular word? Can't seem to think of it right now. Imagine if a prominent author wrote a book about black and brown people completely vanishing from existence, with white people taking over to dominate global demographics. Don't think it'd go down so well, do you? But when it's done in reverse, suddenly the idea becomes a fascinating, nuanced, philosophical conversation. I guess public intellectuals being given huge platforms to fantasize how much better the world would be without white people is just another example of this white privilege I keep hearing about.
Now, I want to get to this final video, but let's preface it with this. Of course, we had the raid last week on Trump's mansion in Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Trump hypes poll showing FBI raid has motivated Republicans to vote. He's highlighted a poll by the Trafalgar Group, which found that 83.3% of GOP voters have been made more energized, more motivated to vote in the 2022 midterms, and generally across the entire spread of Americans, that holds true as well. 76.7% believe that the FBI raid on Trump's private home was conducted by Trump's political enemies. So this has energized Trump. Of course, many experts now saying that this raid has completely backfired. It will now help Trump's re-election chances. Joe Biden, on the other hand, continues to dissolve into somewhat irrelevance, with the Democratic establishment now rejecting him, hit piece after hit piece in the New York Times, basically saying that they need to get rid of him before the election, anyone but Biden. And we had another bill signing this week where Biden engaged in more odd behavior suggestive of early onset dementia. And that's what people who have, of course, had family members, I had a family member, have said, that he's displaying on a daily basis now almost those exact kind of symptoms. This video is called It's Becoming Painfully Obvious. Let's roll it.
Look, I'm sorry, but it's becoming painfully obvious with each passing day. Dementia is hard enough to cope with when it happens in your own family. I remember when it happened to my grandma. But this guy is the President of the United States. Take a look. Let's zoom in and slow it down a bit. I mean, come on, he just looks totally lost. He looks like he's totally forgotten where he is and what he's doing. How is Biden even going to be able to cope with the cut and thrust of presidential debates 2 years from now? I mean, Chuck Schumer behaves as if he's Biden's carer or something. My grandma had Alzheimer's and she had that same confused and lost look. His family should be ashamed of themselves allowing him to live it in front of the cameras and compromising his dignity. He's almost childlike and the look on his face, there's no engagement. Something is wrong.
Actually, he was very clearly looking to see where Joe Manchin was standing so he could give him the pen. Without Joe Manchin, the bill was dead. Giving him the pen was public acknowledgement of Joe Manchin's contribution.
Yeah, big cope. This isn't an isolated incident, is it? It's a daily occurrence. I just saw this other clip. So Chuck Schumer shakes Biden's hand. He goes to shake everyone else's hand. Then Biden immediately forgets that he's already shook Schumer's hand and just stands there like a lemon holding his hand out. We're literally at fish level memory here. We're talking mere seconds. But don't worry, because according to Snopes, the claim that Biden forgot is unproven. You can always rely on the fact checkers to dispute manifestly provable reality, can't you? Before the laughably named Inflation Reduction Act bill signing, Biden was caught in another embarrassing gaffe when immediately after removing his face mask, he coughed into his hand. Well, that was awkward. Maybe the fifth booster shot will sort it out.
Now, I want to get to two final news stories here on the censorship front. This one actually emerged 2 years ago, but it's getting fresh attention on Twitter today, going viral. UN recruited over 100,000 digital first responders to push establishment COVID narrative. Now, of course, we know this has been happening for over a decade. Transnational corporations, oil companies, recruiting, in fact, having whole office rooms devoted to people sitting on social media pushing their narrative all day. Apparently, when oil companies do it, it's horrible and bad. But when the United Nations, when the World Economic Forum, when Klaus Schwab, when the technocrats do it to push their establishment narrative on COVID, despite the indignities, the inhumanity, the devastation of lockdown that they were behind, apparently, when they do it, it's perfectly fine. This was revealed by Melissa Fleming, head of global communications for the United Nations, in a podcast in October 2020. But again, it's getting fresh attention today. She said, quote, "So far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers, and we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads and ask them to serve as a kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels." Now, of course, you've seen those boilerplate responses on Twitter. You've seen it from world leaders when they get infected with COVID for the third time after having been quadruple vaxxed. And they say, "Thank God for the vaccine, 100% safe and effective." And we saw that, of course, during lockdown with tweet after tweet by these what appear to be bot accounts, boilerplate, copy and paste, repeating, amplifying the same now vehemently discredited establishment narratives on lockdown. Turns out it was part of an AstroTurf UN World Economic Forum campaign. Meanwhile, Facebook fact check censors factual claim IRS is arming agents to use deadly force. We know that they are arming agents to use deadly force. They literally put it in a job advertisement where the IRS said, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. We also had that screenshot, number of screenshots from the 2021 IRS report where they're training agents, armed agents, to commit assaults on suburban homes. But because apparently somebody said that they're training all IRS agents to be armed and to carry out assaults on suburban homes, that means the entire story is completely false. And that's now what the fact checkers are saying, to blacklist it, to relegate it in the algorithm, doing the same trick again and again, taking it out of context when the actual story is completely factually true. It's going to wrap it up. War Room is next. Summit.news. Don't go away.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington slaying the dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment come and take it Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.